watch this.
Ripped in half. The Joker and the devil. Slower and several. I'm
sorry. I had a text from the viewers.
What?
Text from the viewers. Time to start watching the show. She's just gonna listen. Well, she's gonna watch it, not listen to it.
Please be polite and turn all cell phones off. While the recording light is on.
Actually, me and
you looked around for a
light. Not to bring back the past, but actually, me and Jason went to go watch Batman. We're kind of upset because they didn't play that in the movie theaters.
The ripped in half theme? I know.
Yeah, I know, huh?
No, they didn't play the turn off all cell phones and crap like that in the movie theaters.
Oh, you know, they have that weird like montage of movies, like, dun, and all the clap, the people who clap. Oh. Especially you go to Korean theaters.
It just went straight.
They go dun 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 dun, and people just like clap.
Yeah, that it just one went part. Straight to the movie.
Yeah, which is really nice because I don't like that part.
When I watched in IMAX, it did that too. It didn't even do fucking trailers. The house lights went dark.
I would have walked out of the movie theaters.
No, house lights went dark.
And then the fuck are my trailers? I'm supposed to know it's coming in fall of 2013.
Yeah. I paid an extra $5 for this.
But it just queued up fucking the intro shit for Batman. You know, the Warner Brothers, fucking Cinescope, whatever, DC Comics, and movie.
You scream, you yell, it's the end of the world.
you start flipping out, throwing popcorn everywhere.
You start screaming at Batman movie, people freak out.
that's probably why that guy shot the place. There's no fucking. He was sitting there. He's like, all right, there's no previews. I'm going to fucking shoot everybody in this goddamn thing.
What the fuck? There's no trailers? Damn it, I kill everybody.
He was probably pissed off at that Superman teaser.
That's what I was
going to
say. That's what I was going to say.
I didn't like it. No. I did not like it. It was like a montage of just people's faces and kids from around the world, and then a scene with him on a boat, and then he's going supersonic. What?
And he looked like the old cartoon, like the 1950s version.
Right, when that happened, they should have just had Queen. Supersonic man, you.
So I was playing Queen.
Anyways, so how was everyone's weekdays?
Well, welcome to Ripped in Half.
Welcome to Ripped in Half.
How'd you get you got poked?
Oh.
Facebook. I'm Steve.
I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
Nice little round table we had there.
All right. Yes.
And always the Overlord, Mr. Webbs in the background.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Webbs.
Yeah, the disembodied voice is the producer.
Say hi to whatever listens to our show.
He likes to just jump in whenever the fuck he wants.
Mostly geese. You have a big goose following.
You are a silly goose.
I'd have to concur.
There's nothing I like better than waterfowl following me around.
And they think you're their mom.
What about your mom?
Go away.
So leave me alone.
You seen that video of that guy got attacked by like a goose?
I've seen
Yes.
He's in the park.
He's in the park. Oh, I was talking about the one that... He's like walking. It's like in Britain. He's walking down the fucking street, and that thing just like it just starts biting at him, and then he just runs and it flies through the air and fucking nosedives him and fucking starts pitching at him.
And I didn't see that. It's people through a window, and you can hear them laughing because you see the blinds in the.
In
the window.
Those are the ones recording it. The ones
reflection of the blinds.
Geese are assholes.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen a few videos of people getting attacked by geese. One of them was a bride on her wedding day.
Yeah, I've seen.
She went down to the pond to pet the fucking goose. Bitter. Stacked her ass.
She looked like a beautiful swan.
I saw one last night.
Have you ever
actually
seen a swan?
No.
I've seen him on movies and pictures.
I've seen him in a cartoon.
Animation. Disney movies, mostly. Yeah. So I've never really seen a swan.
I've seen it wrapped up in foil. It's a miniature swan. It's about this big. I took it home. I opened it. I was kind of sad.
I did see
there was no swan in there.
Last night of a dude being bit by a horse. That was fucked up. He's sitting
there. A dude being bitten by a horse.
Yeah.
I should have said a doobie
Madonna?
By a horse.
No.
Seabiscuit bit him?
No, he walks up to pet the horse, his hands out, he's just about to make contact. Fucking horse just twists around, bites right on his arm, and then takes off.
Don't fuck with that horse.
Oh, God, I know, that's what I said.
Don't fuck with a horse, of course. I said that right.
A horse is a horse.
He screamed out wild stallions and did a guitar riff.
Oh, man.
The song is called The Wilbur.
Are you serious or are you just saying shit?
Mr. Ed joke.
Waka waka.
Can we want him?
Got any more 1950s?
Oh, yeah. Hold on, let me pull it up.
It wasn't supposed to be funny. I was serious. Serious things aren't funny.
It was an honor.
See, this is my serious face. I'm serious.
You have to shave it off to have this serious face.
Yeah.
Because no one's taking you seriously, because no one can see your face. That's why. No one can read your expressions.
I think it's harder to take him seriously. Like, look at this face.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah.
I respect you less. It makes your second chin really stand out.
Because you have no chin. You don't have a strong jawline anymore. So I don't respect this guy.
I don't respect him no more.
Yeah. How can you possibly take this man seriously? Look at his weak chin.
Damn.
So, why did you end up shaving it off?
I have no idea. Well, because I want my beard to grow back thicker. Because there's some spots where it just wasn't growing anymore.
So you had the Mexican patchy shit going on.
Like Jason?
That patchy shit?
Yeah.
Don't look at me now. I don't look like that right now. Mr. Wedge kind of peeked his head over behind the monitor. Just to, like, see if I have it right now.
Anyways, okay, yeah. So the story of my face is everyone... Since I moved back from San Diego, everyone that's met me or known me has never seen me shaved. That's been 4 years. So I'm tired of people asking about it, about the hair and whatever. So I decided to just go and go ahead and shave it. And the funny thing is, that night that I shaved it, no one to see me. So basically everyone's out in the living room having dinner. I walked out. The first one to see me was my niece. I look at her, she looks at me, she starts crying. Just go busting out crying.
Laughing or like
no,
terror?
No, crying in like terror. Ah, she starts crying.
Who is this man?
And I don't think she recognized me because since she's been born, I've had a beard.
Oh, really?
And she's never seen without a beard. And then so she starts crying and she looks at, well, Uncle's face, where's it at? She's like, what happened? She thought I was hurt or something or I was missing something.
That black birthmark came off.
And she, and she just started freaking out. And it took her like about an hour for her to actually come to me and actually touch my face and beard.
Then you should start crying. Like, yeah, don't.
No, dude, I don't want to freak her out. She's probably never coming to me again.
You know, at least you do have a one-up on Jason.
Start getting, like, freaking out like Darkman.
What's that?
At least when you're clean-shaven, you don't look like a pedophile.
Because I have lips.
Yeah.
Jason just has a little fucking duck lip on the top.
Oh, really?
The little clip.
Well, I usually keep the mustache, that's what.
You can't do that.
We're not saying all... Yeah. Everyone with a mustache is a pedophile. We're just saying all pedophiles have mustaches.
So some people can pull it off a little better.
Or what?
Said our beards.
No. They have a beard like you. They don't give a shit. They're like, this kid's not the one to care about her mustache, right? I ain't keeping it clean.
Right now with your fucking raggedy hair and shit. Like, if you saw a rest photo of that guy, of you right now, it's like, yeah, that guy's a pedophile.
You put a fucking robe, a white robe on him, and he's a fucking spirit of Christmas going to grab kids and go take it out. Step into my magical van, children. That's going to be Steve right there.
I know what I'm doing for Halloween.
The magical rapist of Christmas?
Yeah, that's right.
They all come to him.
So how's it being a lumberjack there, Steve?
Well, Steve has a new job.
Yeah, I do.
I offered him
three
jobs.
Let's just say Steve finally has a job.
I offered him. He said, $5, Steve. Rim job, ham job, or blow job. Your choice.
I think I'm good.
And I asked him, can you throw me a 2-for-1 special?
So are you Babe the Big Blue Ox?
Actually. Take Sheba out there with him.
After they chopped it down, they strapped the treaty to pull it over. And we all have pancakes afterwards.
That has actually happened.
Really?
What? Did they strap a tree to you, or you guys ate pancakes?
So how is it moving?
Huh? Moving? What?
How is it going? Moving?
No, I mean actually physically moving.
How is it? Is it hard getting around?
No, it's not. It's a fun job though.
Besides the job,
they actually don't know. We actually have a little dolly out here that we have to carry Steven because he doesn't walk very much.
If it's a long trip, so yeah. You know, make sure
he wants to look strong.
They pack plenty of wheelbarrows. You know, one for the tools, one for the material, one for me.
If you get a vehicle with a handicap ramp on it,
he wants to look strong when he walks in, so we keep the wheelchair on the outside. We keep the, what's it called? The rascal? It's a rascal outside.
To save face, the last 5 feet he actually walked.
Just in case the cameras happen to be on at the time.
Sorry about the floor wedge, actually, too.
You screech up my fucking floor with your...
That's why there's a squeak when he walks.
No, the job's going pretty good. It's
That's fun. Good.
I like it. Got a big project.
Sorry, people.
Remember the rule about cell phones off?
We have a big project starting on Monday.
Big craft project?
Yep.
Macaroni.
What are you doing? A diorama?
I'm not allowed to say. I'm actually not allowed
He's
to say.
He's going for first it's prize.
Yes.
Wait a minute, you are allowed. You get to sign something?
Yes.
Really?
Part of the job when you do.
You're on the Air 51 or something?
Yeah.
No. It's a science fair.
Is it a movie set?
It's a science fair.
They told when we first.
It's got to make a birdhouse.
When we first got hired, did all the paperwork. Yeah, they had us sign like this 5-page non-disclosure agreement.
I figured that's just how they treat you.
Yeah. No. And
they whip you.
Like first few days there, you know, a bunch of us were talking. Some people were asking the supervisors, you know, I take pictures of the jobs doing this and that. And they told them, yeah, but you're not allowed to put them online or anything. You're not allowed to give the pictures away to anybody. Because technically, any pictures we take out in federal land is owned by the forestry.
Cool.
I can take my personal camera up there, snap a picture of one of my coworkers dropping a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That picture belongs to the forestry.
They automatically somehow put a like, copyright on there.
Yeah. That's the thing. Guys have done that in past crews. Put up shit on Facebook. Sure enough, they started getting all fucking kinds of emails from the government.
For what?
Threats,
but
lawsuits, shit like
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I'm not going
to
lie.
Because it's non-disclosure.
I have not been paying attention to this whole conversation at all.
Well, you haven't said anything. We haven't asked you for anything. Any input. So
I don't even know what we're talking about.
To your phone. So yeah, that's it.
That's kind of weird.
I can't tell you what the project I'm working on because if I tell you, I'd have to kill you, sort of thing.
Did they ask for your Facebook information? And they ask for your Facebook and your Twitter and all that?
Yeah.
Do they know about this show then?
They do.
So the government watches this show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's some guy. Hi,
government.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they know your face and they're your pirate movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. They don't care about that. They just want to make sure that I'm not giving away any
They ask to
secrets.
Hand over your phone and find like copy your contacts.
I'd say they didn't want to care about the little
Government's
guy.
Government's already watching my phone because fucking Tim calls me and says stupid shit like, I want to kill the president. He looks up the list of like, red flag words that they look for and he just says them to me.
Tim.
And then hangs up.
Tim reminds me of Dale.
King of the Hill. King of the Hill. Oh, God. He's not paranoid like that. He'll just do that shit on purpose.
Well, now I see Tim as a 5150.
No. As a rum? Oh,
no, he's a wild turkey.
That's 151, you jackass. You're an asshole.
He's mental, that's what he's trying to say.
But, hey, mention the fact, since I shaved my beard, a few good things been happening.
Have you had a lucky day?
I had a lucky day.
Yeah, he's reading up his list he typed on his phone.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
He's looking up his show notes. That's why he's not playing Angry Birds.
No,
he's
not at all.
Looking up show notes.
Can't play Angry Birds on this.
I know.
On his BlackBerry.
I was going to point out the fact you have a BlackBerry.
Beat you to it,
bitch. The 100 people left.
Yeah, Jason has a crack phone.
Bought and paid for by crack.
Anyways, so today I found an iPod.
Woo!
I got free drinks.
That happens all the time to you. Who's working?
Tabby. No, not Tabby. The bar, somewhere else. Anyways, and then
what was his name?
And then I won a dart tournament. So now I'm here drinking some more, talking to you assholes because my
your glorious day and a half.
Because my life is that pathetic.
Yeah, see,
those are highlights.
He had this great
highlights until I get to this
going up and up and up, and then just nosedive when he got to the show.
Just like the show.
Yeah.
Ding.
Where's the bell on that one? There you go.
Hey, all right. You can grab this bag and this bag, and I'm taking this one with me.
We stole everything we can.
Like Steve, every time that bell rings, Steve's fucking mouth waters. Like he thinks his order's up or something. He's all...
I don't smell bacon. Hell.
He pulls his napkin out of his pocket and just stuffs it in his shirt and he has a fork and knife.
Did you see what happens when you're being a clicker? You know what? He'll stand up for no reason.
I'm actually going to start doing that just to have props. when the bell rings.
I like visual props on a podcast.
We're on camera.
Yeah, really, it's a lobster bit and
the first run.
anything interesting happening to you guys this week?
I bought my Comic-Con ticket today.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to ask how the con tickets went.
Well, today? You said it was fucking yesterday.
No, you said Saturday.
So this morning.
I was late.
And you text me at 8:30 saying, oh, shit.
Shit. Because I fucking, dude.
And I texted him at 8 o'clock last night when I was at work.
And I was in the wake.
Same as last year.
Last year, and you gave me the wrong information. This year, you gave me the right information. I just didn't read it.
Well, none of it matters anyways, because I found out when I was reading the paperwork, the email they sent me, they said only if you went, you were allowed to buy tickets. And only if to buy tickets for other people, they had to have already gone too. So you guys will have, so I have to still try have a again chance, for right? you guys when they do it for everybody.
Is this uncomfortable for you?
Sometimes.
Anyway, so there's still a chance that we'll be joining
what
you
if
at
I go
the
like
con.
This?
Oh yeah, you guys. I think I'll get your tickets.
Probably.
You think?
Things may happen. I don't know. It was funny because I asked Steve for his help.
I fucking cut your tongue.
He's like, hey, can you be on the computer at 8 o'clock? No, can you get on the computer to help me? So we have better odds. We have more computers trying to get the ticket. He's like, what time? 8.
No. Nope.
He's like, nah, it's all right. Even though I'm trying to get his ticket. At least, like, at the time, we thought trying to get his ticket
no,
as well.
No, it's a good thing I didn't, too, because it would have been a waste of my fucking time getting up that early.
I would have texted before then until you forget it. But still, you were willing
to
put no effort
text.
Into that.
No.
So basically, he was like, yeah, fuck, I'm not going to tell him nothing until we get to the show or something. Or he asked about it. But now I got a 4-day with preview night, so I get to go on the day before and see the floor.
Uh-huh.
And buy shit.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can buy my stuff. Just give me money. Just buy it and sell it.
Well, no, if you get a ticket too,
we still might get those tickets.
You'll still be going, and you can still buy tickets buy stuff throughout the show. But it's easier.
At the least, we're gonna get the 4-day. We just don't know for sure if we'll get the preview day.
Yeah, because that's harder to get.
Yeah, you'll try for it, but at least we'll get the 4-day.
I got in line. I was number.
So there might be a time where
I'm
we'll
suddenly
look
back and forth.
There's a time where a good chance one night we're just gonna walk around by ourselves drinking while he's. Elbowing his way through
if
G.I.
you guys
Joe
skip,
toys.
If I don't get a day for all of you, like if there's a gap between your
no,
days,
I'm gonna,
there's a shitload
I'm gonna
of stuff
find
to do.
The naked assistant bitches in there.
Because like even outside the con there's fucking like arcades and like fucking bars and shit have
that
stuff going
so
on
funny.
That's related to
even outside the con.
Yeah.
They go con.
That's what we say in the biz. Con.
You gotta love the first two things that he names off to appeal to us outside the con though. First two things out of his mouth, arcades and bars.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
And there's bars with arcades in
it. I'll go. I won't even attempt to buy a ticket.
Yeah, you can't. You basically can't. And hang out all through downtown, and there's always kinds of shit to do throughout the whole
time. I know that.
Well,
I fucking
stand around, get drunk, and play
video
games.
When I lived in San Diego, we used to go downtown every year for Comic-Con. Because you got all those fucking weirdos
walking
around in costumes.
Nothing but his
just people watching alone.
$5 says Steve dresses up.
Is what?
In his job.
What would he be mistaken for?
I think he'd be a better job of the Hutt than he had in the picture.
What would he... How was that shitty costume to begin with?
Hey, he was mistaken as Stark, I guess. Tony Stark.
That was retarded, though. I'm fucking walking through. I'm leaving.
My friend, she said you look... She said, was he trying to be Tony Stark?
Oh, like, now it's all condescending? Like, what am I trying
Robert
to do?
Robert Downey Jr. is not Mexican. That's an insult.
He could be.
All that coke. No, I'm walking out of a building. I'm walking to check a line of another for another panel. And some fucking kid tells me, hey, are you supposed to be Tony Stark? And he says in an asshole way. And I know he's being a little
he's
fucking
like, you
prick.
Little piece of shit.
Because I turn around and no one's dressed like Iron Man behind me.
Jason starts fighting him. He's all fucking, he's all 11 years old.
And like when he said this fucking little stupid friend laughed like, eh. And like fucking I was like, oh, I know he's been a fucking prick. But at the same time, I took that as a compliment.
Why?
He's a good looking man.
He didn't say you were. He said, are you trying to be him? He didn't say you resemble him.
Yeah, though, she's making fun
obviously,
of
he made the connection.
Okay, well, so how would you feel if he said, are you are you supposed to be an ugly Tony Stark?
Oh, ruined my day.
Are you supposed to be Tony Stark, a.k.a. the immigrant?
Tony Stark.
The Iron Man.
Anthony Starkos.
That would have a fucking cape and a fucking a flag on the fucking
Senior
suit.
Stark.
Senior Stark.
It'd be aluminum man.
Aluminum man. If fastest orange picker around. He's actually a coyote. He's not even a superhero. He just gets people over the fucking border and shit.
He just grabs potatoes.
He finds a way over the border.
He uses wealth and power to give him green cards.
Why does it sound knock so, off one why does it sound really so weird ones? Right now?
What?
Doesn't it kind of sound weird right now? Like, it sounds empty.
The mics and the headphones?
I don't know. It just sounds empty in here.
Someone broke them.
Background music, my young man.
So, what would your greatest nemesis be?
As Mexican Iron Man?
La Migra Man.
an underground group of people who are always trying to capture you to recycle your armor.
Minutemen.
Yeah, I like La Migra Man. That sounds like La Migra Man sounds like a big organization. La Migra Man.
That would be your base.
Like just like one guy.
La Migra Man.
Oh, men.
That would be your base of operation, the Home Depot.
And then you have your sidekicks, like a Horchata Man and
Horchata Man.
The Taco Bender.
No one fights crime though, they just serve food and drinks.
I didn't think what the Mexican war machine would be.
then you have
another
sidekick, the Mexican jumping bean. Even though that's the power to jump high.
He only used that power once.
And then your Incredible Hulk partner would be the Chupacabra. Yeah. The guy that turns into Chupacabra and chases around everybody. That's your lineup of superheroes.
So when he gets angry, it's like frivolous things. Like he ran out of
Corona. He doesn't even fight anybody. He just goes looking for a ghost and shit.
What do you mean there's only lemons?
What? We're out of tequila?
Where is a goat? He doesn't even attack people. He just looks for goats.
Pistol smash!
That's a racist great. Name to pick.
Oh, I know. You should at least pick a name like Carlos or something.
Jesus. A horrible name.
Jesus. Jesus, hey.
Juan Hamon.
Juan Hamone.
Guantanamo kid. I always say that name wrong.
Guantanamo?
Yeah.
Where are you going out of the country for?
I don't know.
Guantanamo kid. All he does is catch people, send them to jail.
Yeah. And then take
me a shit
of
sandwich.
At first, that's what I thought Bane was going to be. But, you know.
He's going to come out of Guantanamo Bay.
He's all raped as a child and everything.
He's just pissed off.
Yeah.
Doesn't have
all strong.
It's a magnificent voice.
It was beautiful, huh? You could hear that all day.
What, my voice?
Could.
That's my new fucking GPS navigation voice.
Turn left! Man, that'd be great.
Do the voice. You could probably do it better. You just gotta think of something to say, because you know
that's
you can't.
What I'm trying to do.
What the bitch now?
He's actually chewing on cock right now, so he's busy. He's spitting out that cum he had
Bane
yesterday.
As Yakov Smirnoff giving me directions.
What, do you mix chocolate milk with that fucking sperm, Steve? Mm. God damn, look how dark it is.
I'm trying to think of something for you.
No, I think road. I think let's have a topic. Here's go. I think Bane would be a great Siri voice.
A Siri voice?
Yeah.
Turn left here, Mr. Wayne.
Why is he calling Mr. Wayne?
That's like the standard.
The standard
change
what?
That default name for everybody?
That's too deep.
And after you've gone five blocks, then you have my permission to stop.
Okay, try that again.
Is that supposed
try
to be,
again.
Is that supposed to be Batman?
He got his things to work, probably.
Is that supposed to be Batman?
What?
Oh, is your sound effects working?
Well, it's not sound effects. I'm just messing with the...
We can never get our sound effects to work. On our
Bane has a little more high-pitched voice than that.
No, it depends on... sometimes it's
low. Here we go. There goes the technical part. Why do you fucking ask questions?
Why'd you challenge it?
I don't know.
It's in all our voices, though, right?
No. Just
I double dare challenge.
Go for it.
Now time for the physical challenge. Steve's like, I'm out.
Huh? Oh, you want me to do that again? I think he's recording it. Okay.
Just like recording the show, yes.
Yeah.
And you're delaying it by...
record, unrecord.
You can't think anything whimsical to say.
This is good for 2 hours.
All right. I think he's recording. Bane on your GPS.
I want to hear Bane. Actually, pull up Bane's voice so we can compare it.
Turn left now, Mr. Wayne. And after you've gone five blocks, then you have my permission to stop.
I think it's a little too deep.
I think it's a little too gay. You gotta think something better to say.
Since it wasn't gay anyways. Yeah,
that was stupid. Oh, look, we got a special guest today.
Oh, then look, there's another Mexican fucking psychic you have, the roach. Little cucaracha.
That's great.
Wait a minute, open the mic. Oh.
The cucaracha man.
Look at that cucaracha man. Yeah. I'm getting sober.
You wait, it's like this one humor. One humor. Meet our new co-host right here.
Oh, that's great.
This is Carmelo, our new co-host.
Anyways, what are you looking for, Wedge?
Something that's
don't fuck with the show. What do you got in there? What do you got in your little diary? Dear diary, I'm going to talk like this today, show.
My hopes and dreams. That's like
my crushes and wishes.
They have before and after his, they, I guess, EQ'd his voice. Or processed Bane's voice.
No one can understand that fucking shit. You never notice how his mic... Oh, wait a minute. The mics sound better now.
Yeah.
They do.
Why do you have a Ghost Recon? Why do you have a Ghost Recon sim? Why do you have a Ghost Recon website?
Yeah, I turned Roach off.
Is that what makes it echo?
You know, it's probably bouncing off. It's probably catching you because that's actually somewhat sensitive mic.
See, that's why I don't get this set. It has roaches and everything on it. Bugs.
It needs a bigger muff.
You need Raid.
That wouldn't
keep him out of here.
That is a very hacky joke.
We have Kermit the Frog in the studio.
Terry Fatore, everybody.
We have Beaker.
Sing Bohemian Rhapsody now.
Oh, this is very dramatic.
Or perhaps he's wondering why someone would shoot him out.
This is off the
that's
cam.
That's before?
This is off the cam.
Oh, the final film. This is the IMAX version. They're different, apparently.
It doesn't look IMAX.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. No one
cared who I was. But you gotta do it when he's doing a speech. Because it's all high-pitched. It's great.
I put on the mask.
What did I put on the mask? I'm trying to be Sean Connery, but it's not working.
It would be extremely painful.
It's too late. The damage has been done.
It is like Sean Connery through a CB radio.
Sean Connery on AM radio.
He's with Smokey and the Bane.
This is Candy Cane. Who's out there?
Smokey and the Bane.
are you coming in? You're breaking up.
It just sounds like you're on a CB radio. Don't know who it is. Just anybody.
You're having sex chats with them. It gets lonely on the highway.
Good thing I have my drugs and my dogs.
He has like a chihuahua.
He's a chihuahua. He has a mask on him too. He has a little he has a fucking muzzle like a Bane's mask.
No, he has that the grill of the semi. That's what he's
he has.
You ever seen those ones that have teeth on it? See you on the fucking drive on the freeway like this.
This is my bling bling polish.
You've called 1-900-LOVE-BOND.
It's a Bond fucking man, phone.
Bane doing. Bane doing.
James Bond's phone
I'm 43
sex
years old.
Do you
I'm
want
lonely.
Roger Moore? Do you want Sean Connery? Do you
press
want
one.
He's all just a sex chat site. Or he does one of those dating videos. He's like, I'm 43 years old. I almost took over Gotham.
I lived in a prison most of my life.
I can't eat your pussy, but I have a big clock. If you like this video.
I love little girls.
And would you like to destroy Batman? Call me.
For Bane, dial 553. Lower expectations from there.
So that's how tall you are.
Because once you go Bane, you probably go insane.
I'm also up and coming rapper.
Thank you. There we go.
We usually clear that up for Steve, but all right, works this time.
How do you laugh and put do that?
It was still lame.
It was laughed.
Okay,
lame laughter. This
next time I'm.
It was Steve when we're just sitting there like, why are we even here?
That's on his part with his jokes. That's why.
Why are we even here? What a waste of time.
Isn't it always?
I'll never get those 2 fucking seconds back, and just for that, I fucking hate him.
Yes, you should.
Makes me angry. I'm gonna go hit somebody.
It's like the summary of a fucking.
Go find the oldest woman I can and
fucking
beat her. What? No. doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
No.
I hate that it doesn't, though. It bothers me. Keeps me
I'm not talking about it. I'm just trying to get
sometimes
rid of
it. Bothers me so
trying
much.
Trying to make it feel better.
I want
to
shave my face off.
Yeah? You have.
No. There's no record
of that. Shave your face. You have like fucking 5 patches of hair.
There's no record of that.
You're acting like it's a big step from there to there.
Yeah. Sideburns. Mustache.
Like what? OT. Wedge. It's like Wedge. Look at his. He actually cuts his off until the thinnest he can get it.
He looks like he's trying to be a musketeer.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. He did.
I have the Sioux in my closet.
And he has other 3 gay men in his closet that he keeps in there just in case there's a party he has to go to.
And here we are.
They'll live in the closet. There's just a...
And there's Porthos right there.
Actually, okay. Say Porthos or Porpoise?
Porthos. You said you can get out of the closet, Roach.
Oh, man.
What a relief.
Oh, man. How'd he find the key?
I'm glad I got fucking Steve's approval and I can get out of the closet. That's all I was waiting for.
You gotta make
and all he does is unbutton his fly. Just like to relax a little better. Like I'm eating too much turkey dinner and shit. I'm gay now.
No, don't you know he wears spandex pants?
He wears spandex pants.
He shops at the pregnant women's store for their pants.
Hey, what's this? Nothing better than maternity.
Are we
pants,
going to the commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Are we?
We were trying to think of a lighter segue to the commercial time, but yeah, that could work too. We are going to commercial.
Was it Double Dragon?
Please skip this part.
It's ripped in half on the witch right
now. Now here's an announcement. Wait, public service announcement. Brought to you by. No. And then Roach is throwing his meat at Jason.
He just dropped part of his turkey.
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside, to help de-pussify the world, and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
We're in the dungeon now.
I hate this level.
Do they hear this?
Welcome back to the Red Radio.
Do they hear this when they come back?
Yes.
Really? Oh, I never actually watched one of our shows. So I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know a lot of things.
Actually.
Oh, actually, hear that?
What?
That we didn't hear anything.
Actually, the first episode I watched. I'm talking about since we were on the Wedge. Was the one that she. I watched it with her. Mm-hmm. And
she who's her? You got popcorn and just sat there and made a thing of
my friend Ada. She's actually probably one of the people that are watching the show at this moment. Actually, she has a couple of questions.
Yeah, if, hey,
she wants to know.
Hold on. No, if she has questions and she's watching, the number's on the screen. She can call
no, that didn't
it.
Work at all last time.
Yes,
no
one call in.
Everybody fucking rebel.
Yeah, our first caller.
We were so excited. We didn't know how to handle it.
She thought she was going to get raped by like 5 black guys, I swear.
But it was like 4 people talking at once because we just kept
anyways,
joking.
So
this is easier. Viewer mail.
Anyway, she said yes. She said yes, Jason does look like Beaner Tony Stark. And she wants to know, why do you want to look like him?
Why don't I look? You know, I had this look before the movie came out.
Yeah,
why does he want to look like you?
Tony,
I haven't. Why does Tony Stark want to look like me?
I know.
Jason, Tony had to look since the comics before you were born.
But she's referring to Robert Downey Jr., not Tony Stark. Unless she actually read all of fucking Iron Man comics.
And do you guys want to hear the question?
Yeah, sure.
She said, does the camera really add 10 pounds or Steve really just that fat?
I am really just that fat.
A little calm.
Plus 10 pounds.
Although I'm wondering if Eric's like making
that
this
is very.
Where is the Eric question?
That is a very comfortable joke.
I actually made that last one up. She did. She did say that about you though. But made the last one up because I thought it'd be pretty funny.
No, I've been a fan of Robert Downey Jr. for years. Since Weird Science and Tough Turf, and his 1 year in SNL.
Fuck, Weird Science, man. I forget who was actually in that movie.
That's when you started doing drugs.
Actually, Jason used to be a hardcore druggie.
And then Robert Downey Jr. cleaned up.
I learned it from watching you. Unfortunately, my acting career didn't take off when I got
sober. God, man. This music does not stop.
It keeps going just for you, man.
So I can do this.
You should just keep doing it the entire time without the music.
it's like when we sing. Jason wants to sing karaoke and say a word, and just after the words, like just all the words go by.
Oh, just a head bop.
Tequila.
No, it's like do the head bop like Night of the Rock.
We gotta play a song with his love in this.
But he's singing a completely different song, but he's still doing the head bop.
And then I shatter one of the windows again. Damn. I actually love
that. That's how you end the karaoke session. You just break a window.
Yeah.
And drop the mic. It's like, say, peace, respect.
I didn't care for that film.
What?
I never seen it.
What? Anyone else?
None of the Roxburys?
It was alright.
I've seen
what?
It was alright. I loved it. What?
Actually, no. That's actually one of my favorite movies. And actually, our viewers' favorite movie, too.
What a suck up.
You have one?
No, seriously. No, I fucking love it. I used to watch that movie like about once.
Robert Downey Jr. is not in any movie. I don't watch it.
It's like me looking in the mirror. I don't want to look at it unless it's me. Actually, that's a good point. You know, hey, have you ever been interested at anyone showing you pictures? If you're not in the picture, you really don't care, right?
I feel that way with people's kids.
Right?
Yeah, it depends.
You're like, oh, look at this picture where I'm in this fucking beautiful place, but you're not here.
A picture of something somebody
you
want
to feel bad because you can't afford to go here? Sure, why not? Let me see.
That's why I didn't bring my Comic-Con slides. And I would bring slides. I would fucking bring pictures.
Well, that was there because some asshole.
I'm bringing my slide projector.
Some asshole didn't want to buy me my ticket.
This is me at the hotel.
Look at the carpet of my hotel.
This is me by myself in line. This is me.
Look at the funny shells they did for the soap in the
bathroom. This is me standing next to somebody thinking I have a friend here, and then they're just looking awkwardly.
And this guy, you know, I don't even know who it is, but I just want to take a picture of him.
He actually just started hanging out with the church people just to be around somebody that wants to be around him.
So what are you guys doing later? Going to church?
This is me with the cardboard cutout. Hopefully you're thinking that somebody's going to believe it's a real person. Now give Matt Smith thumbs up.
This is me and my girlfriend. Yeah, she wears that katana outfit all the time, I swear.
She's so high. I converted her to Judaism.
This is a picture of one of the thousands of fat Leias.
Were there any fat Leias? What's the hottest costume you've seen?
Out of shape Leias.
What's the hottest Saggy costume you've seen?
Leias have done right.
Mm-hmm. Leia. You go out there and say,
it's the most
I
common
want a Leia.
Of it. Usually you'll run into like five or six
hot
Leias.
Hot Leias?
No.
I'm talking about what's the hottest costume you've seen there.
One out of six probably.
What's the hottest costume seen there?
Asian Leia.
Probably that one Asian chick you saw that in my fucking photos.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Then never mind. Her.
Remember how we were drinking at that point and we were actually at gyms and doing drugs and drinking.
I like how nonverbal any of those words. I do it with the gyms.
I don't
and
want anyone to
hear. Get off your phone. Unless you have more fucking viewer mail.
I am. I'm trying to have more viewer mail. Sorry.
Now, if you're meow meow mail. Oh, no, we don't do that.
Now, listen to me, meow.
Listen here, meow.
Shut up, chicken fucker. Be great. Actually, have a.
Is that over your head, Steve? Really? What? No, he just have no comment?
You never seen it.
Or just Super Troopers sucking on fucking tobacco.
No, nah, I'm just listening to you guys. I'm just like,
dude, thanks for participating in the show, dick.
Suck
face
on that fucking mic. Or talk.
He's getting that fucking tobacco fat shit all over it.
What do you got on your magical notes of notes?
Notes of boats.
Is that your Blue's Clues?
It is.
America's funniest game.
Sit down
in
your thinking chair. Think. Think.
What did they go commercial for?
You spend away.
All he has on there is like commercial break.
Think of something.
Commercial break.
It just says think of things to say. Commercial don't break. Fuck up.
What?
It is kind of weird because you guys aren't like talking over each other like you normally do.
Is that why it's so quiet? Yeah. We're not all like,
you know what? You know why?
Steve ain't talking.
We're not drunk enough yet. No, we're not.
Really? No, that's a,
that might be. That might be
true. I
think
he was right. You're not talking.
Bottoms up.
Typically sucking
usually
on.
Usually when I'm talking, it's you guys talking over me.
Well, we need you to talk to have that happen.
Yes.
So you really need to have some input.
Actually, if anyone's watching, you should just send in bottles of us so they jerk to us. We need donations. We're fiending.
Please donate to us.
We actually stole this because we need it. Look, we're down to RC Cola. can't afford Coke anymore.
We
need funds.
We bought them
the
for
wedge
for
needs
dollar
funds.
At the 99 cents store. We did pay the extra penny, though. We went up at that.
Actually, we took a penny from the... take a penny, leave a penny. There was actually...
I saw a nickel in there.
We scored. There was a quarter. There was a 50-cent piece in there someone left that we took.
I dropped 3 pennies in there, but I palmed that quarter. That
I think someone left a Sacagawea coin dollar in there. They thought it was a quarter.
I did watch one movie last night.
Really?
Which I think you would like.
No, probably not.
What a shock.
I think you would.
Rock of Ages.
You do like, you know, those...
I do want to see that. Shut up.
Oh. So do I. You do like
Rock of
Ages.
Is that the fucking
type films?
Musical?
Yeah. He's just giving the stare down, like disgusting stare down look. Nothing to say. And it's like, just like...
You really, you want to... Okay, fucking... He's like actually going to have a party. You guys are going to start off with Moulin Rouge. And then you're going to go to Chicago. And then you're gonna watch, and you're gonna rock Rock of Ages.
I like
and Moulin you got Rouge. And it's a theme. Yeah. It's a theme. You got to dress up, and he's.
I like Moulin Rouge.
Well, one, gonna, I've never seen
and then,
wrong.
And then you guys are gonna drink strawberry daiquiris.
You forgot Xanadu.
No, my mistake.
You gotta do Xanadu.
And he's Why doing not, all no. of this the night before the premiere of Les Misérables.
Yeah, and then he.
And that's
hold on, you can't forget. And then he's gonna top it off with grand finale with Rent.
Okay, not that pathetic.
Then at the end, like, are you thinking?
We don't. We don't approve of fat bitches trying to dance and sing.
And after everything's over, at exactly midnight, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
So. I don't care. A fat girl can go on stage and start singing,
and we have rice
and I'll
squirt
say
guns
you can't
or whatever
sing.
The fuck they have.
I think Jason.
Just because
be
you're not physically attractive automatically means you can't sing.
I think Jason would be more a fan of hair.
Steve can.
No, he screams. It's like he's getting fucking raped on stage.
But he does it like in a fucking tone.
And does he look like
people try to sing the song you
well,
sing?
Well,
they
it's kind of sad because I think Jason's calling you a fat chick because that's what I was talking about.
I know. Let the fat lady sing, man. Don't talk shit about
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
That means it's over.
Can you do a little scream for us, Steve?
No.
Can
you do a little body for us?
No.
You can do the Kid Rock
scream. Actually, you'd wake the whole. You'd wake his,
I'd kill your
his,
voice
up. Household up.
What would kill my voice?
The Kid Rock song?
Which Kid Rock song?
The one that everyone knows.
Do I need to go easy on this or you guys had to pour?
Oh, how much? Are you starting over?
Yeah.
Send me a drop.
I can think of a couple of
what's your drop?
Because
I'll drop.
Drop it like a hot.
Sun drop? Is that
a real soda?
Yes. I've never had it. Has anyone had it?
The commercials are so ridiculous. I always thought it was like a fucking parody of a soda.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It is.
Sun drop soda
commercial?
It is the most fat.
You got white people trying to shake their
asses. I thought it was them trying to reformat Surge and bring it back.
Surge?
No, that was Vault.
That was a Vault, did?
Yeah.
No, Sun drop.
I was pissed off
because
they got rid of Slice.
You know what? That's like Yellow Mellow, man. When I actually came here,
is this it? No,
dude. I actually drank a Yellow Mellow, but it was probably the worst time to drink.
I wasn't sure this was
throat.
A real commercial.
Yeah,
I thought it was some kind of parody.
Oh, I forgot he does this commercial.
Grab an ice cold sun drop.
Is this Tracy Jordan?
Yeah, Tracy Jordan.
Tracy Morgan.
I My style, son. Drop it because I got to get doo-doo diapers for my babies. Drop it like it's hot.
We're going to sun drop and get everybody pregnant.
That's how you drop it.
You know,
you can make your,
that's pretty funny.
You can mix it's your funny. Cognac with your sun drop.
It's like squirt, right?
You know, this commercial, I'm going to get boo-doo-boo diapers for my babies.
You know, Snoop's
changing his
sun
drop my biological father. Anyway, I saw these commercials. I didn't think that was a real soda. I thought it was because I was watching some comedy thing, so I thought that was a parody thing before the next commercial started. But no, it's a real thing.
Yeah,
the fucking commercials are stupid. Yeah.
She said, "You guys suck and get like, funny."
Is it?
Just interrupted. <Yeah. laughs> Tony Stark just flipped you off.
The Iron Finger.
Which usually is something up guy's ass, but you know.
It builds rust over time.
Stainless steel man.
It's too fancy.
Mm. And my partner, granite.
Tile. Granite top.
Countertop. I couldn't say this one. In our base, the new
and
house.
A gay ginger baby was just
where
born.
Where you at, Steve? You're fucking non-vocal today.
I don't know. Why do you got to ruin it?
Because his input is really great because you actually shut him down.
How about
and
you
that's
put?
Funny to me.
What an ass.
Sigh. No. Anyways.
No. So, yeah. Iron Sky.
Go, Eric.
I watched Iron Sky.
Oh, are you still talking about this fucking crap?
Is it a James Bond movie?
No.
What's Iron
That's
Sky?
Skyfall.
Is it that movie where the owl's flying in the sky and
Iron bite? Sky is about...
Oh, the one with Tom Cruise.
No.
Is that one of the black people that fly airplanes?
No. Nazis on the moon.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. No, I'm offended.
Because it's really this happened 20 funny. Years before
I
we
used
got
to have,
the moon.
No, I'm offended. No, fuck
it
you,
takes
Steve.
Place in 2018.
I used to have curly sideburns.
Wait, this is a new movie?
That person yeah. Part you.
It was straight.
This is ridiculous.
Nazi
no, it
moves?
Is. That's like saying zombies on the moon.
No, it's really funny.
And really, I'm getting sick. Besides Walking Dead,
oh, have you
I am
ever,
getting sick of
have
zombies.
Have you ever watched Moon Strippers?
I'm kind of getting best. Sick of them switching things up. Or
that's actually,
I've seen zombie or vampire.
Hey, you know what's
strippers.
More ridiculous? Is, yeah, you know what's zombie. More ridiculous than zombies on the moon?
Yeah.
It's Americans on the moon. Go figure.
The special
were there.
The special
eventually.
In this film.
Maybe.
Are phenomenal, actually. They're really fucking good.
Actually, I don't want to start that topic because Steve probably had a comment on it.
And they do some funny-ass shit in it, such as the president in the film is...
Black.
No. They based her off...
That joke would have worked like 8 years ago.
They based her off Sarah Palin.
He's Chinese.
Hey, Wedge.
Oh, so
you
it's
gotta,
a woman.
You gotta get like a fucking
funnier.
Hammock in here or
it
a cot
is,
so
they
I can
make
sleep
a
when Steve talks.
To the president
just make
in
a
the
sandwich.
Film.
Yeah. Does she talk like Bobby's mom?
Yeah, no.
Like all Fargo.
This chick looks and talks just
and
like
says,
Sarah
don't
Palin.
You know?
Oh
yeah.
And she's
wait, you talking about Bobby from King of the Hill?
No, Bobby
World,
Bobby's
World.
World.
Oh, Bobby's World. I can't even remember what his mom talks like.
But
it's generic.
She talks.
All
like
I remember is him fucking riding that fucking fucking tricycle everywhere.
And sucks in
like
the can.
Or Big Will.
Friend, dude.
Who?
When he went to Vegas.
Minnesota?
Yeah, she talks like her.
Oh, do you like that?
Like part Minnesota, part Fargo. Part like Alaskan
Minnesota. She's
that's
like
that's Bobby
hey she said. Told me she came to me say,
she's a northern
she's like
hit.
Eric you're gonna be my sugar daddy.
What
remember she called me sugar daddy or
like your shogun daddy.
She's like you're gonna be my shogun.
That's what she says like that. She's like shogun daddy.
You're committing.
Does she sound like that?
Suicide,
she's a shogun.
Just to honor
you couldn't get her to talk like that on
at
command.
At that point, well, at that
just
point,
let her relax and
at
talk.
At that point, it was like what, like 4 a.m. We're all fucked up.
We're just drunk. Like, say this.
She's like, no.
Okay, back to your story. Cause
she ate all my fucking McDonald's in Vegas, too. It pissed me off.
That's the only McDonald's in
and
Vegas.
You're still ranting about it to this
I
day.
I am. Fucking
this
ass.
Was a month ago.
This is for you.
So, anyways, they based the president off of the film as Sarah Palin, Sarah Palin trying to get reelected. In her reelection campaign.
So black. She was elected originally.
Let's go to the moon.
No, black to the moon.
What?
It's that, a black exploitation movie?
No.
Where black dynamite goes to the moon
that,
and kills suckers?
That, no, that's how she's trying to get reelected by sending
black
a black
dynamite
guy
in the moon.
Django to the moon.
Yeah, sends
when
a black
that,
guy to the moon.
Actually, has that movie started yet? Or that show?
Yeah, sorry.
Two weeks ago. The black guy gets captured by the moon Nazis, and they decide to try and turn him into one of them to infiltrate.
So there's a black
so
guy.
Hold on. Bastards.
So there's a black guy in the
you're
moon?
Trying to say there's a black guy around Nazi times.
So black guy.
No, that's what I call the World War II Nazi times.
Is that legal?
Yeah, they, it's also my newsletter.
Anyways, they turn the black dude.
Is that legal? Have a black Nazi guy in the moon?
Yeah, they turn the black guy into a white dude with fucking blonde hair and everything.
So they make him Michael Jackson.
No, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, that's the twist.
He's Michael Jackson.
Directed by M. Night
Shyamalan. Michael Jackson with Dennis Rodman. He's white skin and blonde hair.
The scientist guy who does it looks
like. I
like
how his name is Scientist Guy.
I don't know his.
Hello, name, I am Scientist Guy.
He looks like.
I do scientific stuff.
MC Scientist Guy.
I have beakers and Bunsen burners.
So Dr. Beekman comes.
Makes me a scientist.
The dude looks just like fucking.
I can make creepy crawlers. I'm a creepy crawler kid. I'm a scientist.
You know, that's a boy's easy bake oven.
Yeah, I know.
The scientist dude looks like fucking Albert Einstein.
Cool.
Who's Albert?
He's got the look down.
But yeah, he does.
Wasn't he Jewish?
What? No smarts.
Yes.
Fucking Jews.
One of the funniest Nazi lines Jews? In the film is when they get when the guy gets back to the moon and
Jews kill Jesus
to try and make so black. He comes across the guy, knocks him out, and when he wakes up, you just grab him. So he's like, yeah, you remember me? I'm the spook you made into a snowflake.
Spook. Is this a trailer? Can we just do this and not have to listen to him talk?
Fine.
Oh, he does. That's why he's synced up.
Yeah.
Iron Sky is a horrible name.
Is Foxy Brown in this?
No.
Aww. What's her name? Pam Grier?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's sexy. This is awesome. Mein Kampf.
I'm scared.
This is.
I like to make a CGI gun, too.
Hold me.
Oh, dear Lord.
1945.
This is not the one.
This is the movie you said. You said it was
24 years before we land on the
there's
moon.
A better trailer than this.
This is the movie, right?
They don't show the scene in the movie.
And you have a shitty trailer.
That they show.
Fine, let's go to this one over here, then.
It looks like Mars Attacks. Shorter.
It is Mars Attacks with Nazis.
Mars Attacks Nazis.
Mars Attacks Nazis.
I actually, you know what? Fuck your fucking movie. I'd rather see Ghost on Mars.
Ghost of Mars?
Yeah. We've got to do that moon thing with the sun coming out.
That's so cool.
Look how many panels are on that satellite.
Is that how it runs itself?
That's impossible. Duracell, you see in the commercials.
Think of the fucking, you know, the energized bunnies running by pretty soon.
Wait, did he with his plane toys?
Did he just make, like, was he saying that he's gonna make a rocket out of the Zeppelin?
That's Sarah Palin?
No, they actually have giant steel Zeppelins that they pull meteors with.
Is that really supposed to be fucking Sarah Palin?
Earth and do the meteor blitzkrieg.
This is getting too far-fetched.
Is that really supposed to be Sarah Palin?
Yeah, it's Sarah Palin.
And you're excited about this movie? This is way
No, I watched it. It's actually really funny.
A woman wanted to be president.
That's not their last death scene.
And the invasion from the moon begins.
Fucking.
Invasion. Y'all must be tripping.
Black guy who talks like that in 1945.
No, it's
that must be tripping.
It's 2018.
What?
It's 2018.
Oh.
Then he would have said, fascism, man. Also, y'all must be tripping, man. Well, that, I don't get that slang.
So you think? You think in 6 years we'll still be saying tripping?
Shit, this just keeps getting better and better.
What?
Is that Wayne Knight?
No.
They look like him, huh?
We raise our hands to one nation.
That takes time.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of interested. Because, is there Asians in this movie?
No.
I don't want to watch it.
Well, there is a North Korean guy.
But we are the doctors.
And so is it straight to DVD? Because
it does seem like a straight to DVD.
Wait, why do you say I'll see you in Valhalla? That's like Vikings.
That's like hell. I'll see you in Valhalla.
The Nazis were actually really they were big into the Norse mythology
and the Vikings.
The
Vikings. He's trying to do everything to make this fucking movie legitimate.
No, he asked a question, so I was like, no, because the Vikings were all fucking blonde and white too. And
thanks, Aryan.
You're welcome. That's my Snapple fact.
Snaggle fact. Technically, Steve.
No, so movie, this movie looks good.
Like for our new
the
segment
movie
of the
was
show,
actually really
technically
good.
Technically, Steve, Snapple facts.
It was way better than I expected it to be. Like, so the CGI effects
were
great.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I watched it last night.
Oh, you've seen it.
I watched the film last night.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the trailer. You're excited
for
this.
No, I watched the film.
I completely forgot what you said.
I completely forgot what I was going to say.
That's what I said. It's better than I expected. The CGI was really great. It had a lot of funny shit in it that I wasn't expecting. It was good.
So if you come with low expectations, you'll be okay.
Lower expectations.
Yeah.
That's a callback. And it was... That doesn't turn a bell at all. Not does that.
No, it was. It
I'll
was,
be the
it
bell.
Was good. I actually enjoyed it. By the time the film was over, I was surprised. I was just, and I even said, I actually liked that.
Like you're surprised because
you said this out loud.
Thing.
Steph wakes up like, who are you talking to?
Your wife wakes up.
She's like, I am so surprised.
She wakes up. She's like, did we have sex or something?
No, because I actually like that.
No, this shit movie was awesome. When you turn around and fell asleep, you have to watch a stupid movie.
Ding yourself, Wedge. Ding yourself.
No, good film. I think you might like it. I do, honestly.
Nah, I would not watch that.
I don't think they heard it. That was great.
Actually, I didn't, and that's why I feel bad.
Oh, man, you missed out. That was great.
I'll catch in the best of replays.
Okay. The best of. We should have the best of ripped in half. It'd be like the whole...
Pretty much the best of Rip and
Hack. It was that one. It was that one.
It'd be the best. It'd be the best minute ever.
That one 3 minute segment from last week.
Yeah, that was. That's our only best of so far.
I wish I could remember that show. I was fucking drunk. Seriously, honestly, last week I was drunk in that show.
How were you that drunk? Were you drunk when I picked you up?
Because I was taking when you weren't looking, I was taking shots. We were at Jim's house. Remember?
Don't let my wife look.
I was taking shots, dude.
Why would you like? I'm not looking. Like I'd be ashamed of you. Like no, I just look at you and shake my head.
No, because when Melissa got there, and then Jeff,
that's
and then
why
Chris.
You'd be ashamed of him.
No,
more people we don't know.
No, Chris got. Oh, okay, people were mentioned, but Chris and then Chris was there, and then once they got there, like it's my fucking birthday. I took a shot with me. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I saw more shots coming as soon as before we had to leave.
Yeah.
So you took a bunch of shots right before we had to leave. Because that's when they all showed up. Like the last half hour.
Made a good show, didn't it?
Do you remember it?
I don't.
So you don't even know it's a good show or not. It could have been just that 3 minutes in the downhill.
So I've heard from...
Most like other shows.
Where the fuck's listening to this fucking thing. Love you, by the way. Love you.
The fuck are you talking to?
Our viewers and listeners. I love them.
All the people out there in TV land?
What, the one?
Love. Everyone loves Love.
Can you go on YouTube, look up Dark Knight?
Wow, can this fucking shit die yet?
No, Dark Knight Returns trailer.
For what?
For an animated Batman.
What? Why? Why are they doing this?
The animated movies are actually not that bad.
Yeah, they're not. It's based off the...
They don't fuck it up like the way you can do a movie. They get all angry on me so I'm talking about it.
I gotta read this.
See, I also watched that Batman.
So that girl, she said...
Is it... How long is the delay? You know?
Okay, she said, "I don't know why you like having having a beard. Makes you look like a ragged dick. Way cuter."
Who is actually she talking to?
She's talking about me. Her. She said, I look better without a beard, and I look like a ragged dick with the one." What's a ragged dick?
You
apparently. I had to say that because I started laughing when I read it. I never heard of that ragged dick.
I don't see the.
I don't want to pause to. I actually did it, but I don't want to really actually pause. I thought it was myself. I don't want to pause to think about what a raggedy dick would be in my mind.
No, a rage dick.
Oh,
she put rage dick. I didn't read it.
So you look a big old heart on.
So raggedy one would be like one that's been fucking all day. That's
push,
all wrinkly.
And this part top of your head is the heart on.
That's when I stick it in. Oh my! It's just a fucking. It's just hair with the penis tied. It's like a muffin top. That's what it is.
Like an Asian bowl cut.
Hey, at least
you got offended.
Hey,
you got offended.
At least I can play ping pong, penis spelling bee, play the violin,
and bumper cars,
or do DDR really well.
Yeah.
I can do dupe two pads if I was Asian.
I don't know what that means.
You have to be Asian. That's the requirement. Not practice or skill. No. Just, I have to be Asian.
Asian, I can double pat it.
You have to be
it.
This to squinty that tries.
Sometimes it's required to do stuff. You have to be Asian.
Sometimes you have to be born in the right country.
apparently.
Like, be free and have guns.
Yeah. Like it,
and
like,
not female.
Like, if you're born in...
And watch porn.
Like, if you're born in fucking China or something, you're going to hell. Because fucking Christianity never existed there.
Never will.
Why are you pointing at me for that? I'm, like, the most non...
Because you're going to hell.
In this room.
I don't know.
Well, he's going to hell for not any religious either.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jesus hates you.
So does the Chick-fil-A guy.
Chick-fil-A.
What the fuck? I talk about religion and we got a commercial break?
Why does he hate me? I'm not gay.
Really?
Yes.
Why does he hate you? Because you don't have religion
at
all.
I thought you were called a bear in your kind of society.
I thought we'd call him an ox.
Big hairy man? Call him an ox.
Moo. They call him Hither.
Oxes move.
Yeah,
gay men. I don't know what they do. They're like big cows.
Gay men hook up with Steve when they want bestiality.
Thank you, Craigslist.
Not so loud. My wife hears the show sometimes.
Oh, she. That's
sometimes. What when your kids are listening, they blast.
She's into bestiality too.
Daddy's on the computer. You can hear what he said about you. That's a different joke. That's a between joke.
It's another day.
Another dollar. This has been ripping half.
This is a pretty intense commercial music break, right?
Yeah, I know. This
it's
is
intense.
Like very...
It's like we're gonna go fucking get some chains and shit, about to fucking go beat some motherfucker's ass. We're
loading up with fucking guns.
We're gonna go to a rumble. We're about to fucking rob a bank or something.
Yeah, this is not ripping half music. Where's the ripping half?
We're gonna
music?
Fight for our
we
territory.
We only have one music.
He has a couple different digital.
We're gonna shave his head into
he
a
has
fucking
two intros
mohawk.
And something else, but I forgot what it gave him. So they're really not anything.
Have to go.
I was working on one today.
Have to go.
And I'm going to work on it later, so when we come back, I'll have it.
What are you screaming?
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving, walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust.
All you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind.
It's not just a show. It's not just the network. It's Free the Wedge Radio Network.
I sound so excited.
It sounds like some hacky rapper is going to start spinning out fucking lyrics fast that don't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah. Go for it, Roach.
Fuck, this show never ends.
Fix your hair clip, you piece of shit.
I look like a slut. Did I got sex hair?
Okay, Valley Girl.
I forgot my teddy bear clip, so.
Leia after a drunken night.
Fuck, I seriously can't get this on.
But I have my dinosaur wristbands.
Why I get the fucking cheap crap?
It alternates. Sometimes I have that. Steve always seems to have
headphones. I've never got wallpaper coming down the
Steve
fucking...
Steve always... Well, bring your own headphones.
You got a pest...
We have equipment, too.
I'm just going to stop.
That's half-assed better than this.
I just know to stay away from the JVCs.
I'm going
to
bring back Turtle Beaches next time.
JVCs well. Rock the concrete. What are you talking about?
They also fall apart.
Come on. Hello, Cool J.
What's wrong with JVC?
Ew.
I'm going to bring my fucking Dre Beats audios next time, so I don't have this problem.
The RZA ones are better. Just the fuck up.
Razor ones.
RZA.
RZA.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I wear the Ludacris ones.
His mic on.
Good. I wear the Ludacris ones.
Disembodied voice that was way far away said RZA.
RZA has a film coming out.
Yeah.
Cue it up. The Man with the Iron Fists.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, written, all produced by
Iron
him.
Things with you.
Yeah, I know, huh? No,
because he's a man with the iron dildo.
It produced by Quentin
He has
Tarantino.
Menstrual problems. He has to have enough iron intake for he won't bleed out and die.
No, it's written and directed by the RZA, produced by Quentin Tarantino. It looks really fucking good.
I can understand that because he did the music for Kill Bill.
Yeah, Steve, I sometimes, understand sometimes the knowing too much them. Isn't a good thing.
I know. Believe me, I
makes
know.
Makes you sound like an asshole.
I know that.
Pretentious no, you one. Know what? Hey, honestly, you are a serious question. Serious question. Does knowing too much make you an asshole? I say yes. Because
that's a serious question?
No, I'm serious. No, seriously. Because
you're always the one in the room going, duh.
No,
because
fuck you.
Because someone once in there's a while some, makes
there's
you feel
some,
ignorant.
No, there's some moments where I feel like, there's some moments where I feel like, you know.
Because you don't know shit.
No, people. No, you fucking asshole. Shut the fuck up.
There are seriously. Times you say dumb shit to me and I correct you.
No, sometimes where like people talk about stuff and you know that they're wrong, you know something, but you really don't want to say anything because then you sound like a fucking dick. That's why, you know what, that's why smart people are so fucking socially out there, because they always want to correct you and stuff like that. That's why a lot of smart people don't have friends. Because they don't know when to shut the fuck up.
The only way I can relate to that is that.
But how do you know about that? Because you live in San Bernardino with the least amount of smart people that I've ever lived in.
Exactly. So any of us that know shit.
I found three right now in this room.
Get X'd out. They get, because you
said
correct
three,
them,
though.
And you correct them, all you hear is shut the fuck up.
Everyone starts looking around counting.
I saw at some moments I don't actually say stuff just because of that fact. Just because people feel dumb and they're like, you're a fucking dickhead.
See, I only do that because even if I feel they're wrong, I know they're wrong, but I don't have the information to back it up.
I do sometimes, and the thing is,
I'll have very little
information
to back
with
it up,
me,
but not enough to counter an argument.
And they try to argue with you.
If you don't have enough, something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
They try to argue with you at the end of it. It's just like, yeah, you're an asshole.
No, that's just your personality.
So, yeah, I don't follow that rule.
No,
still.
Shut the fuck up,
yeah.
Because sometimes... No, because you fucking always have a fucking question for...
Oh, it all comes out right now. It's here to go.
No, it's not here anything. It's just anybody. It's just anybody that has any kind of intellect on towards something that... If you have a conversation with somebody that doesn't have a much...
Music stop,
no. If you have a conversation with somebody that doesn't have enough information about something, and they say, oh, wow, this, and you're like, no, that's not right, they get offended. And all of a sudden, you're an asshole.
No, it's how you go about doing it.
No, it's not how you go about doing it.
You're an asshole, that person.
It's not good about doing it. When you try to correct somebody, regardless how nice you are, you still sound like a fucking dick that you're trying to make them sound wrong.
Because they feel embarrassed.
No, there was a way to approach
that. It could be the cutest fucking girl or fucking little boy saying, hey, no, you're...
Wrong, bitch!
No, saying, hey, you're...
It's kind of easy to make a girl feel stupid or a little kid.
I know,
No, I'm talking about the little kid or the girl fucking doing it correctly.
They both have small brains.
You can still... they just feel dumb. It just makes them feel dumb.
All they're good at is matching.
Anybody makes them feel dumb, and they just turn towards you, and they have another dumb people around them, and then all of a sudden, all the hate's on you.
So you're saying you prefer to sit there looking like a dumb fuck, ignorant asshole...
Well,
no, telling people information when you're completely wrong and they know you are, and so you look like a dumb fuck asshole. And
apparently, you're an asshole. No, they do.
Instead of
you could walk
having
away
somebody tell you
and then just talk shit
actually,
about someone else that knows what
you're
talking about.
Here it is. Now you're informed.
No,
so next
I have
time
a, well,
you talk about it, you
is,
don't look like a dumb fuck asshole for being completely wrong and telling people.
No, the thing is, I have a lot of experience of like people just saying stuff and
how about give an example?
Me knowing the actual fact, states of facts, and they're just like
a video game fact. I imagine.
Well, then why don't you fucking Mr. Fancy Pants? You're a fucking dickhead.
I love to meet that Mr. Fancy
I can honestly say that's never happened other than with you.
Is it because we know you?
Yeah.
It's because we know you, and we'll tell you. People will just sit there and fucking take it from you because they're strangers. No one will actually tell you the fact that, Steve, you know, you shut the fuck up. I really don't care anymore.
No, there's a way of going about doing something. And
some people are a little more polite than us.
Yeah, if you're being a dick about it, then you're being a dick. There's a big difference if you're
that's like
no, there's
things
you
online
you're not
like
trying
your
to. Sometimes you're not trying to be a dick, but the people
that.
Assume that you're being a dick about it.
Not that I'm a terrible speller.
Well, but are they wrong?
Oh, I am.
Are they wrong?
I make
wrong.
Mistakes.
Yes, they're
I don't
wrong.
Want that as their argument.
Well, what they said or what the facts they think they know, yes, they're wrong. The facts that you know the right ones makes you sound like a dick. The thing is, they don't know that you're right, and so they think they're still right. So it just comes into an argument. So it's like kind of hard. Just. A lot of conversations you have just turns into a debate. Yeah. Because no one has a straight facts and whatnot. And then you end up fucking going on your phone, looking up at fucking Google, and they're wrong, and they're like, oh, you're a fucking dickhead.
That ends a lot of arguments now.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
It is, but sometimes you kind of want to wonder. Yeah. Let the legend go on. But all of a sudden, the only real way to actually, you could just end the whole conversation.
That's how, like, when you're wrong and you know you realize you're wrong later, you just don't admit
or
it.
Or not like, no, like, but okay, like, I'm good. Sometimes you have like a long half hour, 45 conversation. Who this guy, what guy was this guy was in this movie or whatever? Mm-hmm. What else is he from? And you all like talk about it for a long time. But now that could really end in a minute. Someone just pulls up IMDb and the conversation's done.
Filmography. Yeah.
What am I going to talk with these fucking assholes?
That's
for
like that's
fucking
like that's
40
like a
minutes.
That's like a conversation I had about Will Smith. About him being the same fucking
I want to know where this came from.
About him being this I was in a bar and there was a bunch of black people.
And Will Smith came in?
And Will Smith came up and I'm like well, you know
with
what?
Jesse Jeff with him.
You know what? I'm not.
And yeah, they don't talk anymore.
You know what? I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna.
And did
I'm not gonna lie. Will Smith's a great actor.
Throw him
the
out
thing
the
is, he's the same fucking. He's the same fucking person in every fucking movie he's in.
Yeah,
he's
pretty
either
much.
He's either arrogant or he's a dick.
He's playing the black.
The only exception he has is Pursuit for Happiness. Pursuit
what
of Happiness.
About 7 pounds.
And, yeah, that too. But
because he didn't have a mustache.
Yeah. But, but you look at the
he's
majority.
He's pulled out that the only many.
Look at the majority of the films.
He's,
he's a fucking arrogant prick. Okay, that's for example. Men in Black.
Two.
He's cocky. I'm a fucking young shit. This and that.
You know what the difference is, about you
Hancock.
I make.
He's a fucking
good.
Dick. He's cocky.
I am legend.
Yeah.
I am legend. He's still a fucking asshole and cocky.
How?
What?
Even by himself.
He was trying to save everybody, and I am legend.
Oh, fucking in the end.
Oh, at first?
A change of thought. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He didn't care at the, until the end when.
Until the very end, he didn't give a shit.
Some bullshit where his kid said something. He's like, oh my God.
And Steve's going to say, it wasn't like the book, so shut the fuck up. Yeah, we don't need you, Steve. Shut the fuck
Wild
up.
Wild West.
You talk too much.
Wild Wild West.
He was the same as
Wild
Fresh
West
Prince.
Was a horrible fucking overhyped
exactly.
movie that did
okay,
terrible.
Same thing.
But you saw some high.
But that
ass.
Was the beginning of steampunk.
Oh.
and then you got a.
Ali.
When goths.
Ali is a perfect example. Ali, the original character, just Ali himself, he was a fucking cocky motherfucker. So he played a part. Actually, it was a perfect fucking role for him.
It could have been Wesley Snipes if he was younger.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Wild Wild West.
What else?
Independence Day.
All your favorite movies?
Same all three of them, the exact same character.
You and
got,
all three within
more
3 years
that.
Of each other.
Wait a minute. What was your list again?
Men in Black, Wild Wild West, and Independence Day. All three of them
that's
the exact same fucking character.
What movie has he done that's
Welcome
different?
To
he
America.
Only has two, right?
Yeah, he's...
He was on Welcome to America.
What?
What? Who said that?
I didn't say that.
I think it was the Broach.
He was doing a quote from... No, he's doing a quote from Independence Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say. I was like,
thank you.
Fuck?
See, that's actually kind of a screw. I thought she wouldn't...
Yeah. And then,
no, thanks, I got asshole. It. It's Welcome to Earth.
And then Hitch...
Welcome to Earth.
Hold on.
Wrong,
hey,
he got it.
Hitch...
Welcome to Earth.
Hitch, I don't know if he's going to be an asshole or he's trying to be gay asshole.
I never saw it. Hitch would probably go in the realm of movies that are kind of outside
was,
of things.
He was trying to fuck the white woman. What do you mean, gay asshole?
The white woman.
Yeah, interracial. He was trying to fuck his
mom.
What was that
chick's
name?
His mom. Wife, yeah.
What was that chick's name?
Never saw
I don't fucking remember.
Don't
never saw Hitch?
Superwoman.
Sounds on cable.
I've never seen Hitch.
What about iRobot?
Like I said, iRobot.
That's cool. Another one, okay.
He's asshole.
No. That's what another character.
That's not a different character.
No. It's me by another character. Okay, so now it's iRobot, Wild Wild West, Men in Black, and Independence Day.
I hate
Hancock.
iRobot because Hancock. Converse went. The price of Converse went up after that stupid movie.
Hancock, he's an arrogant asshole in that movie.
When he had those 2004 Converse. Yeah, after that, those Converse cost $80. When before the movie came out, they were fucking $30.
And I'm not a
no, that's because Nike bought.
And here's
Converse.
The thing. Here's the thing.
They were leather.
Yeah, way to go, you asshole. Nobody cares.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying
to wait 2 years to buy those shoes.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to hate on Will Smith. I'm not saying he's a bad actor. I'm just saying
he's a bad actor.
He plays the same character a lot. It works though.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it doesn't work.
Look
bad
how much
boys,
money his movies make.
Bad boys.
There was a set plan for him to be a movie star.
He's no. I mean. I
Shark
still think,
how,
I still think his best
Shark
role
Tale?
Was Fresh Prince.
Another Men in Black thing.
I think there should be a sequel.
Fresh Prince?
No, Shark's Tale.
Oh. The Legend of Bagger Vance?
There again. He's even as a cartoon character, he's a fucking arrogant and cocky.
Enemy of the State?
How much do you
That's
follow
just
his
like,
goddamn
a,
career? We know every fucking
Day.
Movie he's in, he's a dick.
Happily Ever After?
I'm watching probably all his movies.
Yeah.
He's no Denzel Washington or
his one scene in The Proud Family.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Six Degrees of Separation.
Made in America.
When he was on Blossom.
He's not in Made.
Where the Days Take You.
He's no.
I like how they're just listening to IMDb all the time.
He's no Eddie Murphy.
When he did the ABC After School Special. It
depends.
Was perfect date.
He's no Shogun.
Parents just don't understand.
He's no Shownuff.
That's a song. His name and song.
Shownuff.
And yeah, they don't understand.
You ever listen to that song when you fucking hit the fucking parents go away and they drive away in their fucking like big ass expensive car? No fucking ghetto ass black people around the 80s had a fucking expensive ass car, and you steal it and you wreck it and your parents don't can understand.
They don't understand. I was high.
You motherfucker.
You've been there. You know what I was doing.
That was like the time when Zach Morris crashed. What's your name's car? The black girl from Lisa Turtle's car.
African American. Oh, when they crashed it on the
when they were drinking.
I remember that shit.
Or when Richard Cunningham
got drunk.
And then
they had a fucking...
I just had little tiny glasses.
And then they got it fixed. I don't get
it. The reason I don't do speed is because
high school kids get a car like that fixed.
The caffeine pills.
Yeah.
And then they end up getting it fixed, man.
I'm so...
I'm so excited. The fucking Zaxxon, don't be excited. No.
Now I'm going to draw attention.
Wait, they did a Bad Boys 2?
What'd you say? Yeah.
They're making the third one, and they're making the iRobot 2.
Oh, there's another one. Bad Boys. Cocky.
Bad Boys is dumb.
Somebody already said Bad Boys.
Actually, no.
I said
no
that.
Yeah.
We're also supposed to be
doing Independence Day 2. And
there's like a wall right there.
Independence Day 2?
Yeah.
We're like a limo driver. We have a window going up and going down.
Independence Day 2.
Still independent.
Blue.
Oh, that'd be good. That's a good subtitle.
No.
That's not bad.
No, it's not.
Independence 2. Still red, white, and blue.
We're going to, like,
that's like two dumbasses agreeing to something.
I fucked up.
Thanks for fucking up the show, Wedge.
I say, unless
as it wasn't fucked up enough.
Unless the second one follows more of unless the second one follows closely on Jeff Goldblum, then it'd be Independence Day 2, Red, White, and Jew.
Oh!
Wait, wait.
I wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for my David.
Hey, I know. I don't care about people making fun of Jews, but don't. That's a sensitive. He's a good guy. He's a good actor. You don't mess with Joe. You don't mess with him.
Jeff Goldblum.
You don't mess with Jeff Goldblum.
You call him Joe Goldblum.
I didn't say that.
That's the most.
Oh, good American Joe Goldblum.
Oh, speaking of that, they're making Jurassic Park 4.
Oh,
my God. Nice way to shift focus. Yeah, I know. Spielberg's gonna actually come back as director.
Direct? No.
So he's gonna fuck up this piece of shit now? Yeah.
Bring back William H. Macy.
He wasn't in any of the others.
He was on the second one.
Third one?
Yeah. He's a great actor, but the third one...
Oh, no, William H. Macy. I'm getting him confused with the guy Goldblum fucking replaced on Criminal Intent.
Oh. Selena is talking about
that guy. Okay. Played the fucking the alien in the first Men of
Black.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the reason why
D'Onofrio.
I like Criminal
Intent. Yeah, Vincent yeah. D'Onofrio.
Monk.
I like Criminal Intent.
The guy from...
No.
What are you talking about?
That's...
Are you talking about the play the cockroach?
Again, we can end these conversations just by looking at
Sugar Water.
Vincent D'Onofrio was the guy from who shot himself on Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
He was that tough bastard.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that.
And then you're thinking of Tony Shalhoub from Wings.
Yeah.
And Monk and 13 Ghosts.
Wings, the show that was on every channel before there was cable.
I love Wings.
Don't know Wings.
I love Wings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wings sucked.
Wings was on all the goddamn time.
It was
every
funny.
Fucking
that
channel.
Was hot.
Wings. The funniest thing was when Married with Children, he was all flipping the television. He's like, next up was Wings.
I knew
next
you
were. Next up was Wings Marathon. every channel, he's just flipping the channel. Everything was Wings.
I knew you were gay, Wedge.
Wings and Becker, those shows.
Oh no, I like Becker too.
Well, yeah, figures.
Becker was great.
I always started my morning with Frasier.
Didn't really
Becker
care for it, but
right.
It's like he was the biggest fucking
asshole. I started my morning with Frasier.
I did like Frasier.
So I started my morning with Gilligan's Island when I was a kid.
I started my morning with Gullah Island.
That was it's morning.
Man, how old are you?
I started my morning with Gullah Island.
Gilligan's was more of an afternoon thing.
You know, actually,
Gilligan's Island
was around here there too.
You're a different time.
FYI.
You almost knocked over the mic.
You can hear that
fucking beard and knock it over.
Because I was laughing because I'm only the one young enough to actually know why that's funny.
Wait, what?
Gullah Island?
Yeah.
No, I
know what Gullah Island is.
I know Gullah Island.
That stupid fucking...
Yeah. You guys were like, yeah. What?
With that tadpole? You guys were
like, Pollywog. What was his name?
You guys were like 15 Binya, when
Binya.
That came out.
Binya Pollywog.
Yeah.
He was like 23 when it came out, and you're like 15.
Because it was before... it was nothing else to watch. It was to watch fucking Face on Nick Jr. Or you, yeah. Disneyland, you go to Disney Channel and you watch...
Hey, it went to Square, too, asshole.
Gullah Island.
Face. I miss Face.
Back with David the Gnome.
I never cared for that
show.
Face,
no, David the Gnome was
Face actually went.
Yeah, David the Gnome was fucking the shit.
You know,
yeah,
Face
that
actually
was back before Nick Jr. tried to become an educational.
Yeah, that's right.
Stupid education.
Yeah,
that's right after they made, right after the transition from Pinwheel into Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Like Little Bear.
Okay, we got a request.
don't talk about children's television.
I made jokes about that.
We got a request. Let's see. My friend that was watching has a friend over, and he said he wants us to talk about boobs and their nipples.
Listen to last week's
which
episode.
Is funny because today at work at the bar, we were actually talking about
nipples and boobs.
We're actually talking about titties and how
that's a common
how proportionate some tits to body ratio is.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Like,
boobs, okay.
Sometimes.
Okay. Everyone go around.
Like boob body
boober
ratio.
Ass man. Let's start with that.
Oh man, that's fucking tough.
Boober
that's
ass.
Borderline. That's
wedge.
Borderline.
Yeah. I'd say tit.
Tit man. Okay. Okay. I know.
I like legs more.
No, I'm with Jason. That like one's legs. Kind of a hard one. But.
No, I'll give you a hard one. Shut the fuck up, answer the question.
I'm glad I didn't talk first because I would have got that joke.
Boober ass man. Yeah, there,
whatever
Steve.
You say, they're twink. I'd go boob.
You can't.
I don't think whatever answer you said, you would have got
that.
You
can't go yourself, Steve. You can't go yourself.
And yet you do got boob, sir.
Me, myself, I'm an ass man, but you know what? I like the boob, too, as long as it's proportional. You know?
You pretty just fucking took what he said, but just, like, chastised him
But I made
beforehand.
It sound good.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay, Will Smith.
I made it sound hitch.
I am attracted to the big boobs. But when I'm with someone, I will only mostly concentrate and like just like looking at her ass.
I'm a spanker.
Yeah. I'm more about the forehead.
See, I'm a spanker. The thing is, I'm a spanker, but a lot of girls don't like me to slap around titties, so it's kind of hard.
No, like when you're laying next to him, like you're just gonna fucking just pull the covers down and look at her ass.
I don't know. I like sleeping on a sucking. Oh, okay. Thank you, Badass Billy. What's his name? Badass Billy Gunn.
Probably one of these.
He's a wrestler. That's a wrestler. Yeah. Billy Gunn or something like that.
Yeah.
Billy
yeah,
Joe or Billy.
Billy Joel.
Billy the Kid.
Badass Billy
the Kid.
Billy Joel.
Billy Gunn.
Billy. I was right.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys owe me $5.
I want to bet you.
Automatically. I don't care. You owe me.
Roach, what do you like?
Ass.
Okay, Roach likes cock, so...
Tell you, you're lightly into the bridge.
You might have a mic to defend yourself. I don't think you do.
This, all right, you know, whatever.
He was sad. He was like, oh, my mic.
Okay, what kind of nipple do you like? Do you like long nipple, wide nipple, small nipple?
Quarter size. R56.
We're not to you yet, so shut your fucking mouth, Jason.
I was with this chick.
We're at the wedge.
I was with
and
this
now
chick.
Now it's story time, apparently.
I was with this chick who had, like, her actual nipple was like a Tootsie Roll, like those small Tootsie Rolls. It was so
oh
fucking
my
awesome.
God. No, hey,
so
look,
fucking
look,
awesome.
Look at, look, oh, like look at, hey, okay, hold on. Hey, hold on. Not to cut you off, wedge.
But it was
hard
to cut him off.
Okay, not to cut you off, but I am cutting you off. No,
I'm pretty much done with that story.
Already done. Okay, then let's go in order because apparently it'll go to me by time.
I just finished.
Okay, so you like so what'd you say? You like cupcake nipples?
Off that memory?
No, like the nipple.
Cupcakes.
No, okay, you have the areola and the nipple. I like the areola.
I like how he gets all fancy with the areola.
No, you can't.
I call it the round around the nipple.
Okay, so the pepperoni.
I call it the circle in the circle.
Okay,
the outer circle.
I like that to be concise, like you know, nice and like more or less as small as possible.
Square.
And the I like them square.
You and like then, them like Jason nipple. Look at Joseph.
and then
wait me right here.
And then I like the actual nipple to be thick. And, like, not long, but just...
You like something to chew on?
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You like something.
Tiny areolas and
he likes to get he likes to take a drink of his beer and chew on a nipple every once in a while.
Like a little cock in his mouth.
He likes a clit nipple. It's called a clit nipple.
A clipple.
Steve, what about you?
Clip nipple.
Steve likes sucking on his own tit, so it doesn't matter, I guess. Let's see it.
Actually, I've been working.
You're getting really molesty
right now. I can't reach anymore. I really can't reach anymore.
He's getting really touchy.
Well, he was trying to molest both of you.
I'm glad I'm over here.
You want to see a 2-in-1?
No. No.
Just get that chair back and just make him feel uncomfortable. Don't. Unhook the mic.
I think Roach is used to it.
No.
Can't be like that guy in Little Nick going, fucking pouring wax on his titties.
Release the good.
Would you just fart out of your mouth, Roach?
Yeah.
Isn't that how farts come from?
It's kind of weird you remember that scene. Not Little Nicky.
Hey, anything to do with
favorite movie? That's actually one of my favorite movies, so I remember everything.
I hate that movie, but I still
I know everyone hates that fucking movie.
I've never seen it.
Anyways, we're talking about nipples here.
I do like the areola to be quarter size, you know.
I like my women with three nipples.
So you like
total?
We're not in Total Recall here.
I knew someone was going to say that.
That's why you set it up.
No, I like a one nipple too. Like I'm Kung Pao.
No, I want one, two in the chest and one on the side right here.
I like mine with a nipple cut.
I want
off.
A wandering nipple for that third one. I want to try to find it
growing out of her heel,
and it comes out of her. It comes out of her belly button.
I like a woman who can nurse five at a time.
I consider an Audi a third nipple.
Good breeder. You're like sucking on her Audi.
All right.
Or Audi.
Hey, I want to. Hey, you ever been with a girl with a pierced Audi? It's fucking hot.
That seems weird.
That does seem weird.
It's like she has a peg coming out. Like she has a peg coming
like
out of her
Prince stomach. Albert on her belly
with
button.
That to make it
she
hot.
Got a Jacob's ladder going down her
she
belly.
She got a Prince Albert on her belly button. That's fucking sick.
All right, Steve, what kind of nipple
just
do you like?
Go through the hair though to find it.
As far as the nipple goes,
He likes a meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, much.
He likes cat nipples. He's like, meow, nipples.
Like six
little tiny of them.
Six going down their chest.
He likes cat nipples.
He runs his tongue up and down them.
Like the rungs of a ladder.
He's all needy in the stomach.
He takes a piece of string and he wraps a corset around them all.
He ties rubber bands around him and plays the guitar off of the fucking nipples.
It's a washboard.
My band. I got a banjo key.
My bluegrass band.
I don't like them to be too long or too thick.
Penis or nipples?
You're between them.
Both, actually. I like them, you know, to where there's...
But I like my penis to be shrouded around my vagina.
I like my penis to be uncircumcised. I like to see underneath to see if they have fucking lint or something or gum under there. Literally leave me disguised.
You never know what they can hide.
Hey, wouldn't that be crazy if a guy had a circumcised penis and he put like a ring under there and proposed like that? Pulls out their
now I kind of wish I had an uncircumcised penis.
It's like you were posed that way.
She's about to go down on you, and she's
awesome.
Like, "What is this?
Hey,
I want to marry you, bitch."
That's a small penis, dude.
Hide it inside.
Hide it inside the
foreskin.
You pull the hood back.
You're hiding the ring inside of a bag. Yeah, we're doing it.
Anyways, okay, your nipples, Steve.
Your nipples.
My nipples.
What about your nipples?
They're kind of hairy, actually.
If I had a fucking chick that like had a fucking ricky around my fucking dick and giving her a finger, she's a big fucking bitch.
Like I said, when I get married, I'm gonna.
When you're gonna get married?
When I get married, I'm gonna have. When they say I do and put the ring on her finger, I'm gonna pull on my. I'm pulling out a dick and they're gonna have a cock ring and goes my dick.
And your mom's gonna applaud you.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
And that's why you're gonna die.
Oh, my little mijo.
You show, son.
That's why you're gonna die alone.
I mean, I still gotta measure it on my finger to there, but still.
Because the ratio is slightly different.
No difference. I like my nipples.
Steve has to spit his fucking.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. Yeah. Steve, sorry.
I like.
This is what Steve enough. Wishes his nipples would be. Okay, go see. Yeah.
I like them enough where yeah, not too big, not too thick, but I can still, you know, kind of nibble down on them while I'm sucking on them.
Mm-hmm. So you can nibble. That's pretty impressive, Steve. You can nibble and suckle at the same time.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you, fucking 2 years old or what?
Grind my teeth right now? He's like,
2 years old?
Are you serious?
No, so you had a little bit of... You get a little bit of pressure on there.
How long did you breastfeed for? I was 13 when I stopped.
12.
Steve likes his nipples lactating and a little puffy.
Oh, yeah. If she's lactating, that'd be
fucking
awesome.
And he wants his nipples to be Cambodian. Because those have the best milk.
You save on milk,
and then they droop.
Yes.
Droop. There it is.
I like them a little orangutangy myself.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you. I know.
Thank you.
I was waiting for that, actually.
Thank you.
I was waiting for that. When I said it, I was like, okay, let's just have it.
We have too many.
I think you're going to, because you had a late reaction.
I had to open it.
Oh.
He was waiting for you to say something.
I don't get it.
I did.
He just used
it. You guys are wrong.
He did it for me. Not
so
for
what's yours? You're next on the list.
I'm not done with the nibble. It's not like he was
done.
Into it.
No, he's done. He just made fun of it.
Oh, he was into his nipples. Yeah.
So big, puffy, and nibbly?
Yeah, sure.
That's what Cambodian? He said. Why not?
Yeah, even better. You want to
suck some
dark
chocolate from there?
I didn't know Cambodians were black.
Nah, for the most part, they're dark.
They can be. Well, mine is a titty's a titty. I don't give a shit.
Well, all this build up for you just
that's
had
it.
Like, the worst
out, huh?
Answer ever. No description, nothing behind it.
I'm not
okay.
Piggy.
No thought.
Fucking apathetic.
What do you want to say?
He doesn't want to scare off the listener.
I'm not piggy.
He wants her to still play Xbox.
Yeah, right. Smalls are nice.
Big ones. So on the woman, where
you
are
you? Conversation will
here.
Get to you. And you
small
have
ones are nice. Big ones don't scare me off. Long nipples, that might be a different, because I don't want to like ding 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 ding.
We're not talking about.
I don't want to get poked in the eye. No, wait, I don't.
If you haven't had one,
I don't want a nipple.
Awesome.
I don't want a nipple
it's
pointing at me.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, clean your nose with it and fucking maybe Q-tip
likes,
your out your ears with a nipple.
He likes 50-cent piece.
That's
nipples.
A good idea.
It's
a stack. It's a stack
maybe
of dimes.
Maybe a British coin nipple, maybe with a hexagon, you know, edges around it.
God, I want 12-sided die.
I like nipples to look like stop signs.
I like my nipples with a fucking queen on them. No.
Fucking tiara.
If that nipple don't have a crown, I ain't going down.
It can, you know, one hair on a nipple is exceptional.
Oh, one hair? Oh, just pluck it off.
Hey, I have a fetish of shaving nipples.
Good thing you know Steve.
That's great. No,
like,
but when
know.
It goes,
we do that
honestly, nipples, you know, smaller the better, bigger, it's not a big deal. Long nipples, they'll scare me. Tits in general, I'm not a big boob. You can have small boobs, big boobs, because it doesn't bother me. It doesn't matter to me.
So in general, like on a woman, what are you into?
Ass. Actually, that was the original question.
I've been just waiting for him to say that.
That's good.
But I do like boobies. They're fun.
Yeah, boobies are nice.
They're nice. They're fun. If they're there. But if they're not there, I'm not disappointed.
I'm in the proportion. I'm in the proportion. I like them.
If they're not there, I'm not disappointed.
Boobs, I don't care.
If she's tiny, they
but
don't
there's
have
a,
to be
okay,
there.
Look, if she has big boobs, you got to suck. She has a big ass, you got to spank. Either way, win-win. Who cares?
It doesn't matter if she has a big ass. Still spanking.
Even there's no ass, you know, I don't mind spanking thigh or fucking calves or whatever.
It doesn't matter. You still
I'll
spank,
smack
man.
Her in the face. I mean,
he
spank something.
Bamboo switch,
she's got a cheek somewhere that needs to get
if she has big eyes. If she has big eyes, I'll poke her in the eyes. I don't know.
Smack the bitch in the face.
If she has a big,
like,
she has a big nose, I'll fucking... I got your nose.
Got your nose.
That's a good way to start off sex. I got your nose.
That's a good play for Way when you do it with kids.
And then she'll be like, I got your penis.
Got
same
your
size.
I got your penis.
I got your penis. Look at it. It's like, oh, that looks like my penis.
Hello. How'd you do that?
Oh, wait a minute.
Where's my balls? She spits them out of her mouth. Right here.
Whoa!
And then you look down, there's blood everywhere.
You bit him off, bitch.
How come I did
Were
not
you
notice
that
this?
Drunk you didn't film?
I got your mom and dad locked
away.
She has
away. Some of those
cut
again.
I don't think I've ever been drunk enough to not feel anything.
Just emotions.
Cry.
No, you have to
just
have them
feelings.
To feel them.
Oh, no, you have to have a heart.
It's like a lion. You gotta go to Oz to have a heart.
You probably have an enlarged heart.
Go to Oz to get a heart.
You wanted courage.
Yeah.
Oh. You gotta be a tin man. You gotta be a tin man to get a heart.
No, I'm going to Oz Eric.
Show us how gay you guys are knowing that.
He's getting a heart. Hey, I'm getting courage.
I'm not old enough to know the Wizard of Oz.
I went to school for film. I know that shit.
I'm not old enough to know the Wizard of Oz.
Here we go again. How many times did you fucking hang with him?
I went to gay school.
Fucking film career.
Just because I fucking film my friend sleeping naked doesn't mean I'm gay.
Just because I'm educated.
It was an art film.
And I run this fucking network based on my...
It wasn't even a camera.
It was my dick.
I'm just staring at him.
And action.
All right, Jason, not that we care, but what kind of nipples do you like? Because you know you like man nipples, but still.
Besides man nipples.
When's the last time you've seen a nipple?
Well, there's lots of porn out there. There was that girl he told to
get
dressed.
Off at 86. My grandma came out of the shower naked.
86.
Well, thank you, Bane.
I was 5.
And you seen your...
And she sounded like Bane, too.
And you seen your grandma naked. That sound... I didn't even try to sound like Bane. That sounded like Bane.
I know. Yeah. In the future.
Back when Granny Bane came out.
Granny Bane.
Yeah, I was the age of 5. Because I left my fucking bathroom toy in the restroom. I went to go get it, and she just fucking pulled the curtain there.
You don't have to leave, Sean.
And then I was there with the knife. I was there with the knife trying to kill my grandma.
Like Halloween 4. Anyways. What's this?
I thought it was Psycho.
No, it's Halloween.
No, Psycho, they stab somebody in the shower.
The niece does kill someone in the shower, too.
Look, we're not talking about Halloween 4. That's a future. Anyways, how do you like nipples?
Nipples, probably a 50-cent piece at the most.
Picky bastard.
It is. It's a picky thing.
So you don't like pregnant women's nipples?
It's not about... Like, no. I'll deal with it.
When they get pregnant, they get pretty big.
I'll deal with it. But the thing, attractive right off the bat...
They do.
Right off the bat, they're what like I prefer...
It's plates. Not their fault, though.
Well, their whole tit gets big.
Dime, quarter, 50 cent. That's what I prefer.
Wait, dollar, at rest or not?
That was a hiccup.
Dollar depends. Depends if you already have big
but
tits
hey,
already.
Okay. Here's something I'm gonna say.
It's fine.
Black nipples. Girls' nipples are pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, usually.
All of the one. Okay.
But
my story.
I won't be with a black girl.
The only black girl I've ever
because
been with.
Because I'm racist.
The only black girl I've ever been with.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Mm-hmm. He's a self-made Mexican.
I can't even talk
after
that.
That. No,
because it's. Way to kill the topic.
I couldn't even say anything after that. That's like.
No, it's not that I'm racist. It's just I'm not attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why not?
You can't call racism as it.
It's all pink in the middle.
No, it's like black.
It's not.
It's like darker black.
Okay, Roach.
In the middle.
Hey, hold on. Roach, walk up to a mic. Someone hears a story about you not getting pink in the middle.
No, black no. I went down on the black chick and she had purple inside. That wasn't pink. No, that was purple.
Bart, I well,
it
other,
it even
Barney
tasted
fucking
like
popped
grape.
Out.
It even
called,
tasted like grape.
That's
I swear to God.
A blue waffle.
Because she had a bruised ass fucking pussy.
I guess I beat it too hard, but
she had a
before you got there.
She had a purple and green fucking clay. I think called a Barney. What the hell is all this?
You talked over the
We song. Love you, Pure. Good night.
Are we done?
No, we're gonna have it.
This is very random.
They agree to Jason's topic island.
I don't even know why he's doing this.
That man is a deacon in his church.
Who's this?
He's a redneck.
The rest of the song was turned down.
Steve told me
the rest of the song was turned down.
They're the kid.
He got interrupted.
It goes wieners and wine.
Steve likes to hear about wieners and wine.
You gotta play the first part, not this part.
I didn't know that there was two.
I don't want to hear
this.
Any of it.
Well, usually there's not. For some reason, you found the one that did.
I don't want to hear it. I feel dumb listening to this. Is Larry the Cable Guy?
No.
Sounds like Larry the Cable Guy.
Rodney Kirk.
I guess all rednecks sound the same, though, apparently.
Yeah. Do you want to go to the break?
It's Rodney King?
Yeah. Rodney Carrington.
Go to break. Isn't there like fifth break?
I'll sit great big titties in my beer. God, I love your big fat titties. Come here, honey.
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have.
I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom.
There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for t-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside, to help de-pussify the world, and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
Now that Jason's back, we are now all back with Ripping Half on the West.
This just in, high people love our show.
High people love our show,
yes, because
really?
She said the guy that asked that question about nipples.
Oh, we have a good guy.
Is really
follower.
Is really high, and he's still laughing about our topic.
Nice. Nice. We are officially a stoner show.
We don't promote
she said she really liked what Wedge said, and I can't remember. Actually, Wedge was the first one, so he's still laughing from that and just roll, and then trailing on for the rest of what we said.
It's just rolling downhill now.
I can't remember what said. What did Wedge say? That's not important.
I wonder if this guy has a fucking medical marijuana.
Not important.
So I'll talk a lot of shit about marijuana license.
Hey, let's not alienate.
Actually, you know what would be great? We should have this guy call in.
While he's
going to say something dumb.
We can't yet. He we'll can't just see yet. It. We have to wait till Wedge gets back in because Wedge.
Shut up.
I'm going to hear his voice.
Roach, like, do it. Don't you
know Roach? Jump on the monitor.
You're useless. You're useless.
Jump on the monitor. Wedge was bitching about Roach fucking it up.
He always does that.
I don't care. This show's.
Quit fucking it
okay,
up.
Okay, this show's not fucked up enough.
Yeah.
I can't make a little more fuck up in it.
I always say we're the worst show in the network.
Let's have Elmer Fudd call in.
Well, I just texted and said have him call in with his high self. What'd you smoke? Him. You smoke out of a pipe?
Why don't you fucking
sneak
call
a toke?
In,
a bong?
Shit.
Or you smoked before you got there? I don't know.
I want to see fucking Carl's Wedge come in and he's like, what the fuck you doing in there? So I fucking fight.
I haven't smoked since I cut off my ponytail.
You're a fucking hippie.
That's what I was getting at.
Oh, speaking of ponytail.
Actually, I haven't smoked since Northern California. No, actually, I smoked that. Oh, never mind. I smoked the other day. Actually, I just smoked the other day.
You seen that fucking one?
Did you?
Yeah, we had a kickback. And they were lightning. Actually, Craig started smoking. I was fucking drunk. I was like, yeah, I'll take a hit. Actually, it was weak. Didn't have good stuff.
Huh.
We might have a caller, Wedge.
Well, we're waiting for that. Let's see if it happens.
A high caller.
He's stupid.
All right, so what'd you say about nipples? Because they said that he's still laughing about your nipple joke, and then he's like laughing about that one, and that one just went around.
He likes nipples the size of little Tootsie Roll
nipples. They're just
hilarious.
Yeah,
your Tootsie Roll nipples. You're fucking sick bastard. He likes it. He likes nipples. He likes nipples that spill like the caramel filled ones.
You owe money.
He likes to stuff chili in his nipples and suck them out.
Why are you eating teeth?
Why is what?
They don't like your show.
They want money.
Hey, you should have Tim call in one of these days.
Have Tim call?
Yeah, I think he'd be a good
not
caller.
Oh, Tim.
No, he's a funny guy.
Wouldn't he be at work right now?
He lives in the future, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Phone call from the future.
He lives 2 hours ahead.
When I went to go visit him, because this is a two-hour difference, I proclaim myself being in the future. So everything I said, like, it's weird here in the future. People have fucking guns and shit because they live in Texas.
Could you imagine being in Japan? Could you imagine being in China or something?
They have Mr. Pibb in the future.
They brought back Mr. Pibb in the future?
No, they have it. You could buy it in a store. You don't get it at a baker's.
How strong is there?
You go to a store and buy a bottle of Mr. Pibb.
How strong is there Budweiser?
So it makes it come
back. You could buy a 12-pack of fucking cans of Mr. Pibb.
Blast for me.
Wow.
American Dad would be proud.
They're progressive there. Even though, you know, they all still have guns and, like, you know, they're
and execute
a bunch of
the retards.
How strong is the Budweiser in the future?
Strongest.
It's not. It's just annoying because they have fucking that Texas symbol in it.
But it's stronger, isn't it?
No, it's not. They
have the future. In fact, they have the future symbol on all the beer.
It's really the same as everywhere else, except unless you're those like you live in Utah or some bullshit like that.
Yeah. Utah, so you, what if you have Utah viewers? They're bullshit.
You been to Utah, sir?
Then they're envious right now.
Then you go to Wyoming.
You suck, Utah.
They're all envious of the beer that we're drinking.
Wyoming. We should start a new
I'm not,
thing
I'm
like
trolling.
That. You know, like planking and all that
and
shit.
Owling and
we
all
should,
that.
We should start something.
Go back to the 90s, faggots.
We start 90s? I'm 90.
Get take over a picture your of it. Childhood already.
I'm 90. I'm wearing my Zoomies pants.
Take a picture. I got my hypercolored t-shirt on.
My hypercolored.
I got. Hey, no, hold on. Hold on. I'm wearing overalls.
Are you a girl?
How about parachute pants?
Overall, parachute what's pants? It? What are you going back?
Oh my God.
How far back is that? That's not 90s.
How far is that?
That's 80s.
That's like 80s. Yeah, 87.
Hammer Time is 80s.
People are still wearing.
And then people wouldn't wear those out unless they're going to the club. And even then, they couldn't put the
wallet
on them.
Even tie-dye was still around 90s.
No, tie-dye was
hippies
getting big.
Forever.
It was all about doing it yourself.
I'm wearing my Pokemon shirt.
It's crazy.
It wasn't about doing it yourself. It was about buying tie-dye shirts.
Pokemon was 90s.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was like late 90s. No,
it was late 90s. It was late 90s, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I'm in 90s when they had
Dragon Shot. I was in elementary when Pokemon came out.
It was what?
That means everyone else in the fucking room was probably fucking in middle school or high school when you fucking...
That's when it got really popular.
Middle school when it got really
popular. That was like 10.
No, middle school was Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, that was Yu-Gi-Oh. 90s because it was 97.
Yeah, Pokemon 97. Was about
96. Yeah.
You know what's weird?
Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was middle school for me, so blah.
You know what's weird? But you're the youngest one in this room. He's
you guys
child.
Can fuck yourselves.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
Fuck Pokemon. 23.
I'm 22.
Barely legal.
Boo.
Whoa. Aren't you little babies?
Oh, babies.
God, man.
I look the oldest out of all of you.
Look at
I'm
the
22.
Cutie babies. Yeah.
I refuse to change diapers.
You don't have to change my diaper, man. It's all good. I learned how to wipe. It's
but
okay.
I want you to.
You don't have to change the diaper, but you can suck it.
You need to get some aging cream or something.
I was babysitting
22.
I was babysitting some kid one time. Like, I fucking nice.
Is it Roach rocking my grandma's house. Cradle?
We're watching some stupid wedge. Kid.
This is the fakest laugh right there. Did you hear that?
Keith Pennington told me that joke.
Look at that Roach, car go.
Roach, give me a beer.
I don't have any more.
Damn it.
Zing!
He said, Roach, come over and be queer.
Get used to it.
I can't do it anymore. Damn it.
Everyone's watching. No one sees you anyways.
Yeah, you're kind of off.
Go handle it, Roach.
No.
Make him feel like the boss. Go get a piece of his wedge.
Come on, Roach. You want that promotion, right?
Go get his cheesy balls.
You want your own show? You suck on his bandwidth.
You want to be a star, don't you?
You know what, kid? You have potential. Potential. Suck me off. Make me money.
You have to know how to make it to the top.
Just make sure you do the Stitcher read.
Oh, shit. I forgot. God damn it.
You had to bring it up. You asshole.
All right. It's part of my fucking rant. Yeah. It doesn't mean like that.
I can't.
Whose turn is? Okay, while you read this, I'm going to go
probably
piss.
My turn.
Oh, so you basically just opted yourself out of not having to read
it's probably yep. My turn, but
I think he's illiterate.
You guys know, like,
he is, actually.
I've done it the past two fucking shows.
Actually, he is nearsighted.
Yeah, that's
if you like sewing, go to Stitcher.
You want the best quilts in the whole world?
If you have a... If you need three stitches, go to Stitcher.
If you want special designs and quilts...
Pretty Little Flowers.
Go to Stitcher.com. It does. This probably is confused by some kind of thing.
Damn it.
Can we read it?
Fuck.
You can read it or am I going to read it?
I'll read it.
I got to put on my fancy glasses.
Ooh. Those are your glasses?
My opticals.
Opticals? You haven't worn glasses in the scene for a couple weeks.
No, I've worn glasses the whole time.
No, because you look weird when I saw you without glasses and no beard.
So now
so, like,
glasses
you look a
on.
Fucking freak. Now you look okay.
How nice.
You look like a guy behind a cubicle. You look fine.
Now tell me about my insurance rates.
They took my stapler. It's my same. I haven't got my check today. I didn't get a piece.
Yeah, we're gonna have to move you.
I didn't get a piece of cake. I want a cake. I'm gonna burn this place down.
Tempt cake.
I'm gonna burn this place down.
Tempt made copies and files.
Tempt cake. You gotta play that for them. It's funny. Anyways,
yeah, another day.
Read that crap.
If you don't know, that's already.
How about read it?
Now I'm reading.
Let's read it at the same time. Volunteer. Read it at the same time. Wow. One, two, three.
Pants.
You.
What?
Can.
Hear.
The.
Wedge.
Radio.
Shut up. You're not in this.
Oh, fuck you then.
It's a love
network.
On.
Stitcher.
Smart Radio.
Radio. Stitcher.
Allows.
You.
To.
Listen.
To your
favorite.
Shows.
Directly.
From
iPhone.
Like this. I don't like this at all.
This is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
They're going to make out afterwards.
I can't even hear what he's at because you assholes are talking.
They're going to 69.
During this commercial.
Android.
Kindle.
And.
Fire.
Beyond.
And if you don't have any of that, you're fucked because that's the only thing apparently.
On demand and the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com in the App Store. Stitcher, Smart Radio, Smart. Way to listen to radio.
So basically, anything
it's the smartest way.
Anything
radio.
That
it's a smarter way. Smartest.
Yeah, it does say smarter.
Yeah. Says smarter way. Yeah. So you're wrong, Wedge.
And you type in Wedge in the promo code, and you can possibly get a gift card, which we get no money of.
It'll be easier. Basically,
when can we get that gift card money?
It'll be easier. Okay.
If I download it, could I possibly win it?
Yeah.
Hold on. It'll be easier.
I need more
you can hear the Wedge Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly to your iPhone or anything that fucking goes on the internet on demand on the go.
But don't take my word for it.
Try the internet.
I was doing a Read Rainbow.
So Stitcher's on the internet. Go to the internet and type in Stitcher.
If you have a smartphone, download the Stitcher app and listen to the Wedge
Google Network. Stitcher. And you can listen to Wedge talk about random shit.
I like Stitcher, though.
I like Stitcher.
Yeah, you say that after every commercial.
I do like it, though.
I do. It turns me on.
There are shows that, like, I do listen to, like, I save for community reasons later.
It turns me on.
But shows I listen to constantly, and sometimes I have blown out all the fucking memory out of my phone. So some shows I do have to listen to Stitcher, and it's fucking great.
Jason, you're not getting the gift card, so just stop.
You could win the gift card.
Just stop.
Just register.
I want them to give me money.
Well, they're not doing that, and they're not giving Sailor Jerry.
Okay, when
either.
I'm Stitcher, I see Acura ads or ads for apps, like you know,
application.
The reason they're there is to listen to Wedge Radio Network, and they see the ad, and from some stupid reason, you accidentally click it. So that gives them a fucking penny.
You're still selling this.
That's the only fucking reader sponsor
hey,
we have.
Hey, once you fucking blow fucking Stitcher off, and then marry it in that order.
Maybe finger it in sassel.
I'll get myself knocked up, then I get fucking 50% of what they have.
Love you, Stitcher.
God, that was the smartest thing I ever heard.
Love you, Stitcher.
I stopped listening, so
Well, fuck you, Wedge.
Everybody's whispering sweet nothings to Stitcher right now.
I'm whispering Sweet Caroline.
Bum, bum, bum.
Is that
you sound like a rapist.
You said you were whispering it.
Hey, did you ever go out with that girl with the dreadlocks?
You know what? I thought about that 2 weeks ago. I was at work for some reason. I thought about that day for no reason. I was like, "What happened to that shit?"
She hasn't
come around since then.
She had a brother with dreadlocks that I found more attractive.
Because she hasn't come around since then.
Jason, she sobered up.
She had a brother with dreadlocks.
No, she was a full-on stoner.
I said Stitcher. That fucking witch found more attractive.
It was either stone getting fucking high every day or speak with fucking Mr. Witch.
Wow, you don't
even. And I think she chose fucking like. TSC brownies
smoke
over you.
Weed every day. They make her feel good. What's wrong with that?
No, I think she had.
Those are dildos.
Well, she had a kid. And
so
that's
a problem. Is that a problem?
She was hot.
I think
is
her
baby, pussy like this now because she has a kid?
No.
Oh, her nipples are too big.
I think her baby's daddy
her
died
nipples
in
are,
the war.
Her,
okay. And so she's like, I think that's still somewhat recent.
Oh my god.
Oh, she lives a dear John.
I want to slap you like I want to slap
you
Jason
know
because
about that. Okay.
The only thing I didn't
baby's
think
daddy in the war,
guy,
she's
a full-on hippie stoner.
Yeah,
so I don't see you being with that.
So the war thing doesn't work
what?
Either.
Huh?
I don't see you being with a hippie stoner. I thought she was hot. I was just like, stoner friends.
Okay, I don't give a fuck.
Just the her friends are really cool.
The fucker,
her cooch probably wasn't clean. Stoner friends,
you get tired of them.
So you don't want to. You don't want to. You tired of friends. You don't want to do it because her husband died in the war.
No. It was just kind of like I was texting her and we were talking, whatever, and then she just kind of stopped. And it was around, you know, it was around the 4th of July. I'm just
well,
thinking
that's
like
when,
that kind of
that's
made
when
sense.
You get stalker.
There's pictures of her kid at a fucking grave site during that time on her Facebook.
That's hot.
Like, okay, what the hell am I going to do?
That's hot.
You click the like button.
Damn it!
I like this.
I like where it's going.
I would have liked it with
he's out of the picture.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're single now, yes?
You do that to the widow at the funeral. So I hear you're single.
It's the same thing as picking people at a wedding. Didn't you see that?
The bridesmaids.
It's like Wedding Crash. Remember Will Ferrell's character? Exactly. He picked up chicks at fucking funerals.
Oh, why, David? Why did you have to die? Come closer. Why? Dude, what are you, who are you?
That's happened to me before.
I'm a necrophiliac.
That's what you announce at funerals.
Can I be alone with the victim for at least 5 minutes? Because apparently they're a victim. It was a murder.
I'm just going to need a minute while I grieve.
I only like him because their hair still grows.
I need to mourn
you're
alone.
Talking to the wife and you're like, are you guys trying
to I need to mourn and he needs to moan.
This
so let's
so
go.
Hot. Look at him dead.
You could just work in the morgue and have to not deal with any of the people.
Do
you think anyone that works at the morgue had sex with any of those dead bodies?
Yeah, probably.
Definitely.
At some point,
there's
articles
like,
about
you know,
that. Try that.
Yeah, there are.
Someone got like a mite's disease in their dick.
There's like a movie about that too.
Mites.
Like
there's a movie
fucking
about.
Bacteria
oh yeah, you
on
saw that movie.
Pussy.
Yeah, I did.
You watched that with your life mate.
Yeah, it was
hey,
really weird.
That's how you know. That's how you know you trust that
you
person when
mate?
You fuck
What's
a dead
name?
Body without a condom.
His Ryan. Name's Ronnie.
Ronnie. Yeah.
Oh no,
my hetero life mate.
You ever see that show 1,000 Ways to Die?
No, never seen it. Never heard of it. So
I
shut
hate
the fuck
that
up.
Show. It's so annoying.
I like.
What's
show,
your annoying?
No, there was
it's all ADD. It's fucking bullshit.
I like.
It's all what?
That's the wrong show.
Actually, fucking happened.
It's all what?
He died.
ADD.
What are you talking about?
1,000 Ways to Die?
Yeah. What
it's like, whoa, this is what men do. Oh, yeah.
That's Mansers.
What are you talking
no,
about?
They're both the same way.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You're an asshole, Wedge.
1,000 Ways to Die. That's not
it's
the same.
1,000 Ways to Die has a guy who does the movie
you know,
preview.
Hey,
it's like
I,
in another world where a guy died for some stupid reason.
Wedge, you're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
They got drunk. Decided
with corn.
Thank you, boss.
Died.
With corn. I'm just kidding.
I got a little extra.
You're fabulous.
So he's a fabulous piece of shit. That's what you're saying?
The broken bell.
Wow, what a dead bell.
I got a dead bell.
That's love right there.
That's another joke that should
that's called a
man.
Dead ringer.
No, there's no there was no effort in that bell ring. Asshole.
Absolutely fabulous. I love that BBC show.
I thought that was a Disney Channel show.
There's actually some pretty funny shows on BBC. I'm not going to mention.
I only watched Top Gear.
I
only watched Top Gear on BBC.
Oh,
it's
you're
a great
Mr. Racer over here.
No, it's not even. It's not a fucking. It's a car show, but like they have them do fucked up challenges that are fucking hilarious.
Why are you still talking?
I stopped.
Who are you? Shut your mouth, Steve. I want to hear. I actually want to hear Steve now.
What?
Wow. Well, yeah. Huh?
You're gonna say 2 seconds. All right,
now Steve, shut up. Jason, go back to you.
Anyways, as right, I was Steve. Saying before, I was rudely interrupted by you and Steve.
What Top Gear, blah, 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 blah.
No, I actually didn't want to talk
about
Top
gives,
Gear.
The chairman opens the floor back up to Jason.
Chairman. Harryman?
Yeah. Whatever.
Sounds better. Jason's like Harryman, right?
Oh, we don't have that much to kill. All right.
Okay, apparently this guy's going to call in, but he's downstairs eating a rabbit.
He's making
just
a stomach
his
right
fucking
now.
Face.
He's eating what you call food. Paper and whatever high people eat.
The next X-Men movie is Days of Future Past.
I know that.
Oh my god.
He's gonna call tomorrow.
Thank you for that input. I know that. You have anything else to say about it? Because I figured you'd actually like that.
We'll What's it about? Goes.
Really? You have no. Like, wait, why did you say that?
After the last X-Men film.
You didn't like. You didn't like New Class?
First Class.
Fuck no.
It's called
what?
First Class.
First Class.
Yeah, it's called
what?
First Class.
What?
About the kids what? Who are...
No, I didn't.
No, it's about them what? Taking not, a red-eye flight.
What?
What? It sucks leaving a fucking plane like at fucking 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It'll to be Houston later.
Then one of them gets bumped up to first class or all pissed off. Fucking hate that guy.
Fuck him.
He uses
Magneto. Magneto comes and fucking wipes out everything. It was like, oh, we just have an error
problem. It's invisible.
We can't get you in the plane. He was actually really on standby. But you know what? I didn't like first class.
No.
Like, everyone else liked it. I hated it.
No.
Okay. I've never seen it.
I never watched
good,
it.
Good, don't watch it.
I've only seen the first X-Men movie, and
I'm going to watch
it,
and I'm going to like it.
Really?
You don't
yeah,
like
I thought the first one was... No, I liked the first one, but the second one, I was just kind of like,
inconsistent from the other movies, especially when you watch Wolverine. Yeah.
Well,
it makes it way more consistent.
Wolverine...
Hold on.
Even the Wolverine film went along with the timeline of the other X-Men films. First class comes along and they completely
but having fucking
fuck up.
Hold on. I have no problem.
I am.
I have no problem with any of the X-Men films. First class I've ever
individually
seen.
Individually or as a whole?
First class I've ever seen. Individually.
I just have a problem because
they're all great
Robert
movies.
Robert Downey Jr.'s not in them.
Yeah,
that's where my problem comes
from. Yeah, where was the setup for the Avengers on that one?
I have no problem with any of the X-Men films. I think they're all good. I've never seen First Class, so
Wolverine
I don't know.
Should be in the next Hulk movie. That'd be good.
That would be horrible.
Wolverine versus
why?
Hulk.
Why?
Because
cool. He was originally appeared in the first fucking Hulk. Well, not in the first Hulk, but he was first appeared in a Hulk.
Yeah, the very
comic.
First appearance of Wolverine.
So to have him, the next Hulk movie, have him have a cameo in it would actually be relevant and nerdily cool.
But where would
call
Hulk?
Him Bub?
And that
up, you stepped on my
but
shirt,
he's like
bub.
Old Wolverine when he has like
the most important
have,
part of that movie
claws,
is
gloves.
The
Wolverine.
Have claws.
Where would Hulk smash?
What? Where would Hulk smash?
You got to make sure Hulk smash.
He can smash anything.
You should have a Hulk smash a
Hulk
bitch.
Smash pussy.
Hulk smash pussy.
Smash right now, Hulk.
Smash Venti caramel
fuck
macchiato
yeah.
Cappuccino.
Hulk smash Black Widow.
Hulk's a bro. That's what he is.
He does. If he talks like that, yeah, he's
yeah,
like a
he's got
Hulk
bro.
Smash.
He's
yeah,
got, he's got
dude,
a backwards. He's got a backwards RSS hat. He drives a fucking big ass pickup truck.
Good flames on it.
He's got a SRH hat on.
Ed Hardy shirt with fucking dolphins. Fucking unicorn.
Dolphins.
On
fucking unicorn on skateboards.
He's got a monster tattoo.
So you're saying that the Hulk
had a fox
it's like a
thing.
Rat fink tattoo. Yeah.
So you're saying now the new direction for the Hulk is he comes from Jersey Shore driving Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
That's just gotcha. That's porno right there. You just described
that, does
that is nerd. No, that's nerd porno minus the Jersey Shore.
So situations driving Starscream.
Get out of here with your muff cabbage.
He's basically just sitting next to Snoopy.
What are you looking up on viewer mail?
Fags.
Yeah, mail. You looking at fags on view? All right, never mind. Yeah, no.
Okay, room. Apparently. Okay, hold on. He's
I
like,
thought the guy was supposed to call in.
Okay. Apparently,
line.
She's trying to get him to call in, but he said, "Why am I calling a cockfest, you fucking wankers?" And I asked, like, "Why is he a British faggot?"
Yeah, that's true.
And then he said, "And then
he said wankers."
And
yeah,
then she,
that's
and
a legitimate
she,
argument.
And then
yes.
She just fucking. Puts that he's a bigger faggot because he's laying on the floor with a sandwich on his forehead.
Oh. What else are you going to do with a sandwich?
So he has basically let me text back.
Right across his
let me text back.
Face.
He has a cock meat sandwich laying on his forehead.
As he tries to speak Cockney.
As he's trying to make fun of us of our sausage fetch, apparently.
So this dude's just laying on the floor talking shit about the show.
With a sandwich on his forehead.
With a bunch of cocks in one room. Fuck.
With a six-inch baguette.
He's like, I wish I was in bar.
But hold on. he has a cock meat sandwich on his forehead, but apparently he fucking blows a long cocks. Pipe to get entertainment.
So in other words, not only does he have cock meat on his head, but he puts a long phallus and puffs on the end.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve.
Now who's gay?
Wait a minute. As
yeah,
a
he's
former
a real
go
getter.
He sucked the glass dick.
He's the gay one.
I used to. I am reformed. I am now straight.
Okay, no, I put.
That's speed talk.
I respond.
Even though more
I respond.
Fucking pipes and bombs.
I respond.
Like
he has a cock meat sandwich.
Yeah, see,
I respond.
It's
he has,
more colorful.
I respond. He has a cock meat sandwich
gayer.
On his forehead, and he sucks on a pipe for pleasure. Sound pretty good?
Yeah, no.
I guess. I don't
know. I'm gonna fuck you, you fucking cock me sandwich lovers.
Well, you're the one who's interested in what he's doing.
And we all like desperate to hear his voice.
Is that
the whole point was to coax him to actually
Is that why I'm naked?
He has to choke to get off.
Is that why I'm naked?
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, and he coughs. And he coughs the comeback up.
Fuck that guy.
Well, that's just for his sandwich.
That's just practical.
That's just for the sandwich.
Fuck stoners. We're no longer a stoner show.
He's dead to me.
No, you can't say that.
He's dead to me.
I think he's actually, he probably is dead.
And I think he's dead on her living room floor.
I mean, if everyone's teabagging him and shit.
All right, go ahead.
He's getting teabagged, clam slam that.
People are just sticking their dicks in his mouth. Okay, go ahead and hit the pipe real quick.
This isn't your fantasy.
This is lovely.
Send us pictures of him being teabagged in the mouth.
This is lovely.
Two at Ripped in Half.
This is better than smoking weed. Cock in my mouth.
Yeah, be funny. Picture the dude passed out. She's dangling a Lipton teabag over his mouth.
That's not funny.
Tea time for
me. I think that is kind of funny.
She's farting his face.
That would be funny, too.
We should all fart in his face.
Actually, I don't mind to fart in my face.
So. How do you virtual fart in someone's face?
Virtually you put fart. The speaker up to his face, right. And then we all put send him a text message. No,
I use Vidi.
I was wrong.
I heard he's into ass to mic.
No, he's into ass to mic.
Yeah.
Who's Mike?
All right. Hey, that's enough clowning.
What about why the Ike separate with Mike?
I'm bored with this guy.
We talked about that before. I have no idea what the hell's happening with that. No, me and Roach did on my show.
Oh, fuck Roach.
He's right there. Go ahead.
I'm right here, dude. What are you going to do, man?
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
He's got his pants unzipped already. Remember earlier?
So instead
not
of
scared?
Flavors,
we can do it. Come on, right here.
So instead of
go ahead, fuck me.
Automatic.
Try fuck me. Come on.
It's try very adamant about getting
it's
fucked.
It's got to be willing. Dude. It's got to be willing. I don't want to get arrested.
That's like
when you're walking the door.
So I got it.
When you're walking the door.
I got a contract right here.
I just yell that out outside. Try and fuck me. Somebody. Come on. I'm not afraid, bro.
Save that little bit of like what he said right there and just use it for other shit.
You gonna make it a your
make it into a
let's make it make it into a sound bit right there.
Make it into a dubstep beat or something. I don't know.
Try to fuck me.
That was the worst. That's like none of that is dubstep at all.
What is dubstep?
You guys aren't hip. You guys aren't cool.
Oh, I don't play
Mike. You guys aren't with it.
Come on, Barbie.
I'm sorry, I don't play Mike.
I fucking hate dubstep. It's the worst fucking thing ever created. Yeah, I like all music. I like all music. Doesn't matter what it is. I like it.
Well,
it
looks I hate early music. 2000s.
Why must say dance?
Dubstep is the worst crap ever fucking created.
Yes, really? It is.
Like, I love house. I love the techno stuff. But dubstep crap is just, what the fuck's the
point? I like watching house, too.
I was thinking of the TV show. Like
House. Hey, house is good.
I do like TV shows.
Fucking Viking and fucking loving.
Poor
bastard.
Wilson had to die. Spoiler.
Oh.
Give me your cup.
The commercial gave that away.
We harmonized.
I'm going to pour this on your head.
I haven't watched
the last season. I've never seen House, so I don't know.
Wilson's dead.
Wilson, Mr. Wilson?
I'm not surprised.
The guy from next door?
I guess Dennis got his revenge.
His best friend died.
Damn, I didn't know they were all related.
That's what he got for touching Dennis so many years.
Also, the only chick was the pivotal point of that fucking show left a season ago.
Cuddy?
Cuddy has been gone for a whole season.
Who's the hot chick? Before? The hot chick?
I'd fuck Cuddy. Oh, fucking Cuddy was fucking
No, you're talking about the chick that was on...
But the blonde chick.
No, I'm talking about the doctor one that was the fucking pretty eyes.
Oh, the doctor?
The blonde.
Yeah. What's her name? She was on other movies?
Okay, I have to say, dubstep sounds like someone's playing with their zipper.
It's retarded, right? Dubstep's dumb.
It's very ADD.
Does Skrillex only have one song?
Yes.
Well, no,
you ask that every episode.
Yes. 6 weeks.
I wake up every day. That's what I think about. I turn on the TV.
He opens his eyes. First thing he thinks, does Skrillex have any other songs?
Well, because I have a radio alarm.
And they're all set to Skrillex, right?
They're just set to everything.
Dubstep wakes
no,
up.
Instead of hitting snooze, he hits
it's on an
Energizer
commercial.
Ha ha
ha ha. Wah wah.
Waka waka.
Bop bop no.
This is dubstep.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yo,
there are music that are similar. I don't mind it because it's similar, like fucking scratchy.
There's way too much going on.
Dude, there's two songs playing.
No, there's one song.
I just
song.
Have it scratchy.
Two songs playing at one time.
That's one song.
And it's
one song.
I know. That's it's two songs playing at one time, so it's a bunch of...
It's not even like a mashup is more fun than that.
Yeah, this isn't a mashup. This is somebody playing the drums and somebody else is going...
Everyone's
going
to defy the next generation.
Yeah.
And that's that generation doing it. And eventually, time will tell, and you'll find out this song is shit. There's a lot of great songs that you thought were good in your generation. Like Rick Astley.
I can't tell you how good that Rick Astley
is. One of them, too.
This never gonna give you one.
Fucking said. But still, this is like, your song is shit.
No, this is the shit that's going to be playing at the next presidential speech. You know that, right?
Dun, dun,
presidential address.
Some Jersey Shore president is going to walk up.
Yeah, it'll be a dubstep version of
it. It's good and fun. But you gotta think about music that you liked around era people who like this music.
Era people?
Era people.
Yeah, era people. You know, era people.
I just
dubbed that, scratch that shit. Era people. Yeah, you know. Lion King people.
Slumdog Millionaire, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to agree, a lot of music you liked at one point is shit.
Well, yeah.
You were part of that.
Okay, so around the room real quick, what is the one song that you're really into that now you're just like, what was wrong with me?
I get knocked down!
How are you going to diss Queen?
I'm in the
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
I'm in the same boat with that one. I was like, I don't like that song when I was younger.
Yeah. Closing Time.
That's not that
what?
Bad.
What? That's not bad.
Wait a minute.
That's song?
Wait, I like to give a different song.
What's wrong with that song?
I don't.
Closing Time?
Yeah, I don't like it. I know who I want.
It sounds
like
so
it.
Much
like
that.
Yeah.
That was like an old guy singing the song.
That's like the late Johnny Cash. How Johnny Cash just sounded old.
To take me home. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Take me home. Yeah.
Like personal Jesus.
Thank
what?
You.
I hate all that.
Poison.
Poison.
Poison. Yeah, just poison in general. Just the band.
The band.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the song.
Now it plays in my hair. Now it plays in my head.
In your hair.
Here's in your head.
Now it plays in my head. I get knocked down. That's a pretty fucked up song. It's a pretty dumb song.
Yeah, you're pissing neither way.
But you know, like eventually, you know, every generation has songs that are shit.
Yeah.
And time does tell.
Okay,
this isn't.
And yes, those are exactly what I'm saying.
Here's the problem.
Time will and does.
You're saying songs that are shit. This is an actual genre of shit.
Oh no,
this is a generation defined by a genre.
What about
of
hair
shit?
Metal? There's only one good band
glam
from hair metal, and that was Twisted Sister.
Glam.
And even then, they weren't that good.
We're not
Twisted
gonna
Sister was
take
great.
It.
Motley Crue was fucking good.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
Motley Crue. I hate Iron Maiden.
He's a metal guy.
Look at
Iron Maiden.
No, Brad
I hate
good,
you love
Cinderella.
Iron
Maiden? They're all good.
Fuck you, Iron Maiden.
Cinderella? Are you serious?
Yes. Fucking Alice Cooper?
Alice Cooper is badass. I wouldn't say that's hair metal. I think that was on the reality.
It was hair.
Creed.
Well, he has hair. Everyone has hair.
When I was young,
you still have your hair.
When I was
still can be relevant.
When I was young, Creed.
If you saw
was,
a bald
Alice
Cooper,
so
it comes
into what
show.
Creed?
See, I have a lot of songs.
You are POD. Christian rock.
POD. POD.
I have a lot of songs.
MXPX.
MXPX.
Ace of Base.
The Used.
I'm sorry, I gotta say Ace of Base. I actually like theirs. Exactly. That's the 90s.
And open up my eyes.
Until it became a Bally Fitness song.
That's when
I remember that.
Come sign up for Bally
that.
Fitness now.
That's when
I saw
that's song. When Roach. I don't know. She used to fucking listen
about
to Barbie
like
Girl.
Oasis.
It's a, Barbie
it's
Girl.
It's working out. Fuck the song.
I hate Oasis.
Yeah. Exactly. Oasis.
No.
Terrible.
We play Oasis
terrible.
Every time.
It's terrible.
Bar.
That should be our new fucking intro right there. Ace of Base. Oh, no, forget it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll take it out of my headphones.
I think we're going to go ahead and take it out on this one.
You don't like the intro?
Because
I don't like the outro now because that's what's going to end it on.
You don't like Wonderwall from Oasis?
No. There's nothing wrong with that. What?
No, no, Wonderwall.
Wonderwall's not that bad.
We know what Wonderwall is.
I don't like it.
That's the only song I listen to
they
Oasis.
Were not the new Beatles.
Okay, there are better songs of Oasis.
The Beatles suck.
But
and
no,
Oasis
I love
were
the Beatles.
Worse than that.
Yeah, Beatles. What? You cannot say that Beatles suck. Wait,
like
turn
saying
you said the Beatles suck?
Cut off the record.
Punch him in the face and kick him in his cunt.
What was great about them?
I like One Sons. Honestly,
what was great about them?
The Beatles?
Yes, love, my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I do like?
It's you don't like any songs from the Beatles?
A lot of the great
Beatles?
Songs.
They have, from that one Beatle?
They have some good songs, but as a
you don't
whole,
like the Green
I
Beatles?
Care for them.
Well, they did have a lot
what
of music.
What I do like is a lot of greatest songs you know come from like 20-year-olds. Who would listen to a 20-year-old?
No, like seriously.
All you need is love. Go fuck yourself.
No, the Beatles have a lot of great songs, and they were only together for like 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. For them to be, you know, that short-lived.
That's longer than a marriage.
In 7 years, they
even their individual
fucking
careers besides Ringo were great.
Yeah, that was just the progression of the music. And the music had, like, it was such the progression of the music with the drugs and the shit that they were doing was just, like, you know, it encompassed, like, something that could have lasted, like, a whole lifetime.
Compass.
Yeah, no.
No, even fucking bands you like are fucking failed and gone. You still got to hold on to your fucking shit.
Like Cinderella.
Yeah. Their music's still fucking played.
It's
in commercials too.
But okay, so as long as it's played, as long as it's
bands,
played, okay.
It came afterwards.
Steve,
as long as it's played,
hey,
it's all right.
Steve,
I'm not attacking you now. I'm
no,
not because
they still play the
hold
Beatles.
Hold on.
I don't care
Steve likes
Beatles.
A limited,
why don't
the
you
most
like the
limited
Beatles?
Amount of music ever.
Even your band's fucking inspired by the Beatles.
No, Steve's music genre is so limited. It's ridiculous.
No,
Steve
no.
hates everything.
I don't think that.
Steve hates everything that's music. No, Steve hates every music.
People.
I mean, you don't have Beatles Rock Band?
No.
No.
Apple's going to sue us.
Actually, no, hold on. I like Thrice's version better.
Fuck you.
Of Lonely People. Thrice did this good. Put on Thrice. Thrice did this good.
I like that it only plays Eleanor Rigby, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
You could have picked
no,
several
the,
songs.
No, the Eleanor Rigby Thrice.
I totally forgot that, though.
Eleanor Rigby Thrice
the
is better.
Doesn't work
Eleanor Rigby, enter here.
Dying in the church.
I just haven't seen the rest of it out. Fucking karaoke version.
Oh, what are you looking for?
No, you failed, Roach. Oh, I called you Roach. You failed, Wedge. Oh,
fucker.
You guys are all the same to me.
Don't confuse me with that piece of shit.
There we go.
Wait, are we getting a karaoke or what?
Karaoke. Go, Steve.
That's pretty good. That sounds like Death Clock.
Yeah, I was about to say. Thank you, Nathan.
That sounds like Death Clock.
Nathan Explosion, ladies and gentlemen.
Wake me loves enough. Coffee.
I love that song.
Nelly Vanilli.
This is a great song.
This is a great song. So I like Thrice's version. It's pretty good too.
You know, when I was young, I used to think
you
that Beatles
really
was completely a chick band.
You could
have
really picked
a Beatles
song to convince him, though.
Well, this has a lot of heart behind it.
Hey,
it's
put
so
on
sad.
Put on Yellow Submarine.
Song.
It still doesn't melt his heart.
I mean, mine's a good
I
song
know
too.
The Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine.
I love Yellow Submarine.
Put on
song.
I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
We used to sing that in fucking like school.
I wanna hold
we
your hand.
We had like
hand.
Class assembly and we had to listen to that song.
I wanna hold your hand.
Have you seen any of the movies? The movies are fucking funny
Shaking
as hell.
Shaking a Baby Now is a good song too.
Like, A Hard Day's Night is, like, such a funny
a hard day's night.
You're not convincing me. He's
okay, no.
Like a stone.
And
here's the thing. Everyone talks about
like
all the Beatles. They're all about peace.
It's been a
hard no, fuck
day's
peace.
Day
any
night.
Band you listen to probably was
and
inspired by the Beatles.
Shut the fuck up.
Like no.
But that's
shut
the biggest
fuck up.
Thing.
When I come
everyone
to
always
you
shut the fuck up. Everyone always shouts. So the Beatles, they're all about peace and love.
No,
they
really.
Standard. Oh, really?
You're
really?
Talking about John Lennon.
Hold on.
That's true. John Lennon's an asshole. Everyone
on,
knows
yeah.
that.
Hold on.
That's why he had to die.
Stop. Eric, you actually...
Whoa.
You actually believe that.
No, Eric... No, he's getting technical now.
No
don't
you
think of it that
you're
way.
You're an asshole, Wedge.
No, most
like,
people believe
bands
this.
Do like.
No, I understand that, but...
You could break the same
most
thing
people,
down about your say about the fucking bands you
what
like.
What I'm saying is most people, they're big... Honestly, right now... Especially at this
generation. No, you're trying to fucking get
with this generation.
I know that.
No, with this generation, the reason why the Beatles are still so big because, oh, they tell peace and love.
No, they fucking have good fucking songs.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Who likes anybody?
You're a cocksucker, Steve.
What the fuck you're talking
love those fucking songs.
Who likes anything for peace and love?
Do music.
Peace and love isn't that great.
Don't give a shit about peace and love.
Peace and love's overrated. But they made good fucking songs.
Not
and
really.
Bands you
people
like
the,
now.
People still listen to
the
Eagles.
Beatles. They
would
not
fucking
deny
Beatles.
The Beatles. No one would.
What the hell you said? What?
The Eagles. People listen to the Eagles. They're not fucking Beatles. They're listening to Eagles still. That's the new
Eagles,
genre of the Beatles.
Eagles aren't all that great either. They have
oh, hell froze over when he said that.
No, they
oh.
have a few good
Eagles
songs.
And it was like...
No, no. Most people they love to talk about just how the Beatles were all about peace and love and this and that.
No one talks about that.
No one talks about that.
Oh, I hear that all the fucking
what
time.
What kind of hippies
do
you hang
stop
around
with?
Okay,
hippies.
You don't live
the
in Northern.
Wants
hold
to
on,
pull in, but
Steve. You don't live in Northern California. No one talks about it.
What's that with him?
There you go. Cry, Steve. I want you to cry.
Really yeah. Stupid ass song.
Great song.
To your heart, then you can start to make it better.
Okay, yeah, I kind of hear the peace and love.
Hey, Jude, don't be afraid.
Be afraid!
Hey, Jude, go out and get her.
Go get that bitch!
With that piece of ass.
You let her into your skin.
She has 50 cent nipples.
She got shot 50 times.
She got hers to kiss nipples.
Yeah, boy.
Bitch, to have my money.
Anytime you feel the pain, hey,
this is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's way too much.
You're like trying to melt his heart with a cool song.
That's a cool song.
It's a cool song, but not everybody.
And all of a sudden, Steve's heart grew three times.
You are. We changed the lyrics a little bit.
It's like the Grinch. You're trying to melt it like the Grinch. Where a fucking his heart will grow bigger.
True Beatles, go Norwegian Wood.
Norwegian Wood's a fucking great song.
Yeah, that's what the Beatles really were about. Dude got pissed off. He didn't get laid. He fucking burnt her apartment complex down.
Okay, he wants it.
Maxwell Silver Hammer.
Hey, he wants
it. He wants to hear goes on a murder.
He
spree.
Wants to hear White Album shit.
Wait. Okay. What the hell is Norwegian Wood? I've never heard that song.
He wants to hear shit. You can go no, be never. A fucking ass.
It's about a dude who met a chick, went back to her place, got drunk. How about this? Get fucked.
Remix it.
Don't believe him.
Next morning,
don't believe
her place down.
Hey, Jews, don't kill Jesus.
Yeah, Norwegian Wood's a good one.
Can kill the show after this? Because I don't want to do it.
Helter Skelter.
What? Did he talk about Beatles?
Yeah, Helter Skelter. They were hanging out with Charles Manson.
Well, he's a cool dude. He's crazy. That Charlie always causing chaos everywhere he goes.
Oh, Charles Manson.
This must have been White Album years.
Skelter had nothing to do with Charles Manson.
White Album was some pretty wicked shit.
Steve ruins everything. He just wants to make it.
You're an asshole, Steve.
Yep. I like playing some rock band.
This bird has
a great song.
You have rock band.
Yeah, that's how I learned the song. Oh, yeah.
Look at this wicked air guitar.
Damn!
I know all the notes.
I'm going to play the sitar. Sit anywhere you like.
Let's be the music show.
They invented the music video.
Oh, in your face! You
having
Steve.
A movie about a
they
music.
Didn't.
Who did?
Who did then?
They were the first to have a music video.
Who was it then?
I don't remember the first band.
He puts his pinky up when he
can't argue that if you don't know the answer.
It wasn't the Beatles.
He puts
that's retarded to say that.
He puts his pinky.
That's arguing about one of those bandstand shows.
That's his argument an hour ago when he said people don't know what they're talking about.
No, you guys are dicks.
Just kidding.
Shut up.
You're a roach.
So?
Let me see if I'm right. I'm looking it up right now.
Let me hear a cock.
I don't believe you're right.
Cockroach.
I have an answer. Rolling Stones, probably.
I know the first one on MTV.
Oh, yeah.
Video what is it?
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Bye? I don't know who the fuck sang it.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
There's mostly David Bowie in that song.
I was alone. This bird had flown.
This is very.
Oh, you can sing.
This is very awkward right now, actually.
I lit a fire.
I'm not very comfortable right now.
I don't feel comfortable because we're all fucking naked.
Well, how bad?
Yeah. Well, there you go, Roach. It's something about a dude who didn't get laid.
We just have tie dye bottoms on.
Who has the rose petals?
I like that song.
Maxwell Silverhammer is about a guy who goes on a murder spree. He even kills a judge in court.
That's right.
So
yeah,
you make a song
Maxwell
about a scenario. It doesn't mean it's fucking that's what they believe in.
No,
but
it doesn't
like
even mean that it's good either.
It's not about peace and baby, love, baby. I wonder. See, everyone
looks. Isaac Hayes.
Roller Coaster.
Isaac Hayes, later done by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh. Oh, Mr.
The 1996,
you know, during that, but during,
oh my god,
during the original,
thank
there's
you,
a
Pandora.
Woman screaming in the background.
Yeah, because she, I don't know,
she got like
honey on her. Or
she's like
that?
Murdered.
No. She got like honey glued, like fastened to her knees.
Yeah,
she ripped them off when she got up. Yeah,
she got murdered.
She
got, but eventually,
she's okay.
No, they said she was murdered.
No, she wasn't murdered.
She said she was killed. She did that, and then they killed her right there. No,
yeah, they said they killed her.
No, she just screamed, and they were like, "Hey, cool, right. Even in."
They killed her because they scared her.
Now we're breaking into the realms of the far-fetchedness.
Not like the Munchkin dying, you know?
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and call it a night.
All the time.
No, you don't call it a night. Yeah, we call it a night.
We're going to call it a night. You know, maybe we'll talk about the Munchkin 9 next week.
Are you allowed to call it a night?
Give him the shut the fuck up bell.
Even though I wanted you to say that, it doesn't mean like
shut the fuck up bell.
I like that little...
Shut the fuck up, both of you.
Censored fucking bell.
So...
So what?
So what?
Just bring it around.
Yes.
Bring it all around.
Bring it around town.
It's fun hanging out with you guys.
This is Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
No, it's not. It's not done yet.
Once again, I'm Steve. The show must go on, my friend.
That was Jason.
The show must go on.
And that was Eric doing Bane. As always, follow us on Twitter at Ripped in Half.
Like Twatter better.
Don't ever mention the Ripped in Half.
Call it Twatter.
What?
Just mention mine.
Oh, yeah. There's
also better.
Also on Twitter, you can go, hey, Jay, guess what? And send us all your hate mail at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
I pretty much just send hate mail to Eric's fucking cell phone.
Yeah fucking text me. Put my number to that.
Which is 909. No.
This is a Ripped in Half.
909-541-544.
Somebody happened to the Wedge Network.
Don't give Jason's number again for the second time.
Okay, I forgot to put it.
No problem, man. Thanks. We didn't want you here. All right.